Hey, what's poppin'? Starting another 4-day week. Get used to this. It's the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsNadie.com studios. And today's Facebook Live is brought to you by Death Wish Coffee. Thousands of Drew and Mike listeners who are badass are already drinking it. So if you run a business and you want to get more productivity out of your employees, you need to go to deathwishcoffee.com right now and order some for your team. That is unless they're such fucking pussies, they don't order any Death Wish Coffee because they can't handle it. Or they don't want your people to be any more productive, then go ahead, keep giving them the crap. The weak coffee, the wimpy coffee.
Did you see the email from listener Andrew who bought some? He got 3 packs of K-Cups online, but he got the wrong thing sent to him. So he emailed customer support and received a response back from Mike, the owner, Billington. Yes.
Oh, Lordy. Well.
He said almost immediately, he said he'd correct the error and keep the mistakenly sent beans to him. So.
Well, they're very generous.
Pretty nice. Well,
send a bunch of coffee to first responders. We all drink it on the show because we love strong coffee. It is good. Go to deathwishcoffee.com right now and make sure you use promo code Drew15 at checkout to save 15% off your order. It's on shelves, too, if you go to Kroger, Meijer, and such places. So, a little drama this morning. I got up and saw that the Mazzaway household was turned upside down because Jeter was missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Did everybody check Posada immediately?
I don't know about that.
Is there a dog named Posada in the neighborhood?
I'm sure there is. It's got to be. But Jeter came back. Jeter found his way home. So
cool. All's well that ends well.
It was a very emotional experience, I guess, for the Mazzaway household. Tom said it was the worst night of his life.
That's what Brandon
said.
That's
bullshit.
I didn't even know about this.
It's true. I reached out to Tommy because when I saw that he had lost Jeets, I immediately got scared for him. We've had so many losses with Bill and Mags and Layla that I got a little worried for him. So when I saw that Jeets was back, I just said, "Hey, I'm glad he's back." And he said, "It was the worst night of my life." So the kids were probably very upset. And I think he blamed Grandma for it.
Yeah, Grandma let Jeter out. What, did Grandma let Jeter out the front door? Because
he's in
the back. I think he snuck out on Grandma. That's going to be my guess. But you mean to tell me that's worse than the night that forced him to quit drinking?
Oh, Mother's Day, yeah.
Mother's Day 1985?
So. Yeah. Sounds like it.
That's pretty incredible.
Tough night.
Wow.
So, all right. It's a pretty good life if that's your tough night. I'm just glad,
Sam.
Glad Jeets is safe.
Let me see if Maz got back to me. Oh, he did. Yeah, why don't you dial up Maz? And I will mention that Royal Oak is back. Royal Oak is back with Lyft. And yes, they want to lift you into Royal Oak from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays. Or 2 a.m. I'm sorry. 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. That sounds weird. Yeah, all day if you want to go out there and just peruse the streets or do a little shopping, catch some lunch, a snack, Deco Dugs, Metals in Time, Mesa. Any of the fine restaurants. And by the way, a lot of people are extending their outdoor dining in response to COVID-19 and doing all the things to be safe and play by the rules of today. Remember, the code for Lyft is GO2RO. Go to Row. GO2RO, as in go to Royal Oak. Got that? GO2RO. GO2RO. I feel like I'm making it confusing by saying it so many times.
Okay, second down and 9.
You can get $10 off when using Lyft to go to Royal Oak, and then you use $10. You can get $10 off when you go home with Lyft if you use the GO2RO code. So you can use the code when scheduling a ride home. You can make sure everyone has a responsible experience. Before using Lyft, every rider and driver will be required to self-certify that they will wear masks through the ride, are symptom-free, and will follow CDC and local health official guidelines related to COVID-19. You're not going to have to fill out 20 pages of paperwork. Just you have to basically agree. Remember to wear masks, observe social distancing when entering Royal Oak establishments. Mesa, by the way, is still looking for some more people. We want to build outside, but we can't get enough employees to do it. Busy on the inside, but we still need a few more people.
I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things got to breathe.
So if you're a cook, a bartender, host, server, or busser, still looking for new hires and they got bonuses. I mean, it's really a nice way to get a little walking around cash. So there you go.
You are not the boss of me.
Is Maz there?
He didn't answer.
He didn't?
Nope, didn't answer.
I think he'll call back. Hopefully he'll call back. Anyway, yeah, the
butt out.
Worst night of his life. And how about the 4th of July? Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah. It was uneventful. It was good, though. Lots of fireworks.
Yeah, there were a lot of fireworks in my neighborhood. You know, I saw this Twitter. Somebody sent something up on Twitter that was like an aerial shot of Los Angeles on the 4th. I could not believe the fireworks.
Yeah.
Was that real? I didn't know if that was real or not. It looked amazing.
I think it was.
Did you see, was it El Paso? Did you see their fireworks display?
I did not.
I think somebody like knocked the table over and started shooting it into the crowd.
Bagel's here.
Mean where the fireworks stand caught on fire? Like,
well, no, I don't know exactly what happened. People are watching it. I'll see if I can find the video.
But it reversed, Tim.
But it just starts shooting at the people, which is pretty frightening.
Every year there's going to be some kind of a firework malfunction. In fact, one of the ones that always goes. It goes viral every 4th of July is the San Diego fireworks.
There it is.
I mean, unreal. They had a 20-minute presentation, and it was all set up on a computer. That way, when you start it, it was all automated.
Oh, but it has to work perfectly.
Go off for 20 straight minutes. Unfortunately, somebody forgot to put in... the correct time zone? So when they turned it on, every single one thought, oh my God, we're an hour late, and they all fired at the same time. So the 20-minute presentation was 20 seconds. And it was amazing 20 seconds.
So funny.
That is it. I want to see that.
You want to see it again?
I want to see that.
There you go.
It's fantastic video.
I mean, it's pretty cool to see them all at once.
It seriously looks like those nuclear bomb tests in the 40s.
I think that was like 2012 or something.
Yep, 2012.
Is there going to be a big mushroom cloud at the end?
This description underneath it annoys me. I don't know why, but...
The sound of it is incredible.
This guy wrote, "Behold, as night becomes day, taken with a Canon 60D DSLR I borrowed from my church."
Oh, like, please, get off it.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. We just want to watch all the fireworks go off at once.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, cameraman.
So I think everybody heard a lot of fireworks in their neighborhoods. At least I sure did. And I don't know how many people watched. Did anybody know what the ratings were like for these? Did people carry the Mount Rushmore speech and fireworks live? Was that on TV?
I don't know. I wasn't watching TV. That was Friday night.
Well, there was two. I think there was one from Washington.
Saturday was Washington, D.C. That one was on.
It was on TV?
Yeah.
I wonder how the ratings did. Trump is always so obsessed with the ratings.
Sure, they were the best ever.
No, I mean, I'm seriously kind of curious.
I have no idea.
But I was reading about Mount Rushmore because there's so much discussion about Mount Rushmore now, and I'm wondering, are people wanting the Mount Rushmore faces to be, like, blown up? I mean, as part of the statue cancellation thing?
I'm sure someone does.
Stop it.
Because I haven't heard much about it.
I haven't seen much about it, but I'm sure somebody out there wants it.
Anyway, I was reading, because I swear to God, when I was little, I think my older brother told me this, that Mount Rushmore was a natural, that it happened naturally. That those mountains just happened to be in the faces of Lincoln and Washington and Jefferson.
That's brilliant.
And I think I believed that for way longer than I should have.
Yeah.
So... I was laughing about that this morning, and so I looked it up, and not
you're
because
pretty
I thought,
dumb sometimes.
Not because I thought that anymore, but I just wanted to see how long it took to make Mount Rushmore and who did it and all that. And it was a sculptor.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
It was a sculptor named Gutzon Borglum, who chose Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. The sculptor chose them, and it was to represent the nation's birth, growth, development, and preservation. And the heads are 60 feet high.
They're incomplete, right? Isn't it supposed to be a full body?
It was supposed to go to the waist. Mm-hmm. And they ran out of money because they started building Mount Rushmore.
Thank God. If it went to the waist, can you imagine all the dicks people would probably put on there, like right underneath it?
It would, I'm sure, be defaced by now. They started in 1927, and in 1941, they ran out of money. And with the war, I guess they really, really ran out of money. So they just decided to leave the faces. And Mount Rushmore's 5,725 feet high. I kind of thought it was bigger than that. Anyway.
I just like that it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, that is. It was supposed to be a tourist attraction. That was the reason that this guy wanted to do it in South Dakota.
That's always been my problem, though, is I would like to see it someday, but I don't want to go there just to look at a mountain for 5 minutes.
I kind of feel like I would if I was, you know, if I had a lot of time off and I was really just goofing, because I've always kind of wanted to just drive around the country.
Yeah, in an RV?
An RV.
That's my dream that my wife will never let me fulfill.
Or just go to a lot of stupid touristy things, because I like stupid touristy things. Yeah. And to have no schedule would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Mount Rushmore would definitely be on the list.
One of those like touring buses like bands use.
You know, there's also in Virginia, I don't know who did this, but somebody has also made a bust of very, very big, you know, like 15, 20 feet tall of every single president who's ever lived. So there's, you know, a whole bunch of those sitting out there just randomly in Virginia. Nobody goes to see it. They're just collecting dust in some field. But if you Google it, it's
really?
kind of crazy to look at. Yeah, I never knew about
Where
it.
It's
one of those things you learn. Virginia, somewhere.
Hmm. Can someone tell me, who was it, Brandon? I think it was in your prep. Frederick Douglass statue?
Yeah,
there was a Frederick Douglass statue that was taken down either early this morning or yesterday.
Because everyone's taking every statue down.
But he wasn't a bad guy, was
he?
I mean,
I don't know who took it
down.
I didn't see any videos of it. And so normally the ones that we've been seeing come down, those are amid protests, and so there's a lot of videos. This one just kind of vanished in the middle of the night, as far as I know. So I don't know who did it or who is taking responsibility for it, but it seems like it's one of those tit for tat type things, like you pull down this statue, I'm gonna pull down that statue.
Yeah.
So wait, so who's mad? What did okay, I'm just, first of all,
I have to
examine something. Is there something about Frederick Douglass that I don't know?
Is there something very bad about him you don't know. But
I thought he was an abolitionist.
Very much so, yeah.
Okay, so why would his statue be taken down?
Who knows who pulled it down? It might not have been protesters for, you know, the current movement. It could have just been somebody who's trying to get a revenge statue torn down because of other statues that have come down.
Wait, revenge by who?
The other
revenge
side.
Revenge by people who are pissed off that, you know, George Washington statues are being defaced and Christopher Columbus is coming down and Confederates are coming down. And,
I see.
You know.
So the racists would take down Frederick Douglass.
I have no idea who's taking responsibility
for it. Or people that are mad that statues are coming down.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. I had no idea how it happened or why it happened.
I mean, we did see like Grant come down, and I believe that one was all caught on tape because that was amid protest. That was when there was a whole bunch of people out and people filming.
Yeah, Grant was on the right side, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he owned a slave.
I read a lot of debate about Grant. There were quite a few people saying Grant was not a bad guy at all, and then there were people saying he was absolutely horrific, and they were pointing out numerous things, which other people were saying, no, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true.
Same can be said for Robert E. Lee.
I personally just can't understand why we are so effing judgy about so many things right now. All this tattletaling on people, you know, for one tweet or one stupid thing, and
we're in the middle of a giant culture war right now.
Yeah, but it's not a culture war when someone does one little thing or one stupid comment on Twitter or somewhere and they just want to wipe them out. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid. You know, if somebody wants to paint it as some part of something larger and more important, I really am stunned that there isn't more conversation about this tattletaling business, this going through people's tweets and going through people's shows and trying to find that one terrible moment they had so they can cancel them. Well, I think those people ought to be fucking canceled, because if you ask me, that's a really shitty thing to do.
Well, along those lines, I did a lot of reading about our founding fathers this weekend, because I watched Hamilton, Drew, on Disney Plus.
Okay, you're not going to pretend you liked it, are you?
I'm not going to pretend I liked it, because I actually liked it a lot.
Really?
It's really fucking
good.
Well,
that's going to be canceled, too.
Well, I know, but I'm sitting there watching going, hey, these black actors are playing white people. And he married a woman into a rich family that owned slaves, and he managed the bookkeeping for the slaves. He also had a torrid affair, which I never knew about if it wasn't for the musical Hamilton.
Well, I saw where the one of the whoever's in charge of Hamilton or owns Hamilton or whatever apologize for not denouncing systemic racism sooner.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, Hamilton.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Hamilton traded slaves too, didn't he?
He kept the books for a company because that was what he was brilliant at, was keeping books apparently when he was a teenager in the Indies, and they traded slaves. So. I know. I did a lot of reading about it this weekend.
Well, makes a lot of money, so I think it'll. And people love it, too. People on the left love it.
You would hate Hamilton. You just hate it.
I just wouldn't. No, I would be
not
bored.
Like it.
I'd be bored. There's no electricity, for one thing.
Yeah. Brandon, you might like it. It's a good story.
Oh, I was a big fan of Newsies in the early 90s, so
That's right.
I might like it.
How about that?
Well, Triple Threat Trio member got coronavirus.
All right.
Oh, no.
How about that? It's a very loose connection, but really weird story because I just can't believe something that we've actually talked about ended up taking coronavirus.
Like that could have been me.
To one of my good friends. But first, Anthony Bentley Gabara, the hottest sales staff in Oakland County at Zod Ford and Holly, recognize we're in the middle of crazy times, but they still are trying to make it easier for you with the Ford Promise. What is that? The Ford Promise means when you buy or lease your new or pre-loved vehicle from our friends at Zod Ford, they promise to buy your vehicle back with no penalty if you lose your job. If you about to lose your job, I wonder if that holds true if you're canceled for something. Like the guy who was in the battle with the black mom and her daughter over the bump. If that guy lost his job at Oakland University.
Yeah.
The driver.
He's always also an advisor. Was he an advisor to Alyssa Slotkin or somebody running for office or in office?
Well, I don't know. I just know he lost his job at Oakland U, but... would that qualify for the Ford Promise? Would he get his? Would he be able to turn his car back in?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's very complicated for Gabara. I think he'll answer me on that one. I have a funny feeling
you're fired.
Actually, I'm kind of curious to talk to Steve about it now, because I can't believe the guy was fired because he did not pull the gun. And I thought he was the only adult of the four. He was the de-escalating adult.
You about to lose your job.
And was they were both just
you really
pounded.
Thought he was a de-escalator?
Yeah, to some degree. He didn't say anything until he said, "What the fuck are you?" What did he say?
He said, "Who the fuck do you think you are?" Yeah. Or something along those lines.
Well, until then, though, he didn't say anything.
No, I know. Just driven away. Everyone should have just left.
Well, but I honestly just thought that if you go back in the script, and I don't know why I did again this weekend. The verbal pounding is relentless. It's, you're ignorant, you're racist, you dumbass bitch. And it's just so crazy, the anger people have right now. But anyway, whether he get his car sold back to Zod Ford, I think technically he lost his job. Anyway, it's really that simple. Enjoy the peace of mind knowing that if you lose your job, they'll take your vehicle back. No questions asked. No penalty to you. No blemishes on your credit. No joke. So get down to Zod Ford or call Anthony Ketchum on the magic line. For details at 248-215-5151. Say hi to Jim Bentley. See if Bentley can get you rolling out there in some new wheels. 248-215-5151. And Hall Financial, looking after your refi, trying to save you money. If you haven't refinanced at Hall Financial in the last year, they believe they can help you save money. They got 1,500 five-star reviews from Michigan homeowners. You can call them at 248-308-5000. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. People saving big bucks. Refinancing. So if you haven't, you might be able to skip a couple payments. You might be able to lower your interest rate. You might be able to shorten your term without paying more. Amazing things happen when people put it up to the people at Hall Financial. So go to davidhallmortgage.com/drewandmike or go to our website, click the link, fill out the online form. NMLS number 1467435 for Hall Financial and the Hall Financial hotline. I heard it opening. Is there anybody...
I talked to Magic, the guy who was stuck with his birds. We tried reaching.
He's landlocked.
He's available if you want to talk to him today. He's got quite a story to tell.
How many birds?
Oh, my God. There was a ton of them.
Isn't it just all parrots, too? They're all squawking
parrots.
At him.
Yeah, 200 parrots.
He thinks it's like a Twilight Zone where he can't get out, and he's going nuts because it's been months and months with nothing but he and these birds.
There's also a nude resort. I don't know if you saw that. Nudist resort is getting crap because they want their nudists to wear masks.
Wait, they're getting crap from the nudists?
Because that's not... Are you really nude if you don't wear a mask? And then there's...
Are the nudists are really mad? Seriously?
There was a big story. I was in the Wall Street Journal about nudists and, asking them to wear masks. So there's a clothing-free resort in Connecticut. It says it prides itself on no tan lines, but it's a bit difficult adjustment, and some guests have complained.
The mine is nude!
Well,
And then there's a long shot, but the person that lived across the street from where Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested.
Oh.
If you've been reading, there's been so many, breakdowns in that neighborhood.
Didn't really the FBI almost bungle everything because of the neighbors?
Yeah.
What happened?
So, they were flying surveillance drones overhead, and one of the neighbors was like, that's really, really weird that this has been circling for a long time. So they began calling each other. All the neighbors were going, hey, what's this noise? Why are these things flying overhead? And one of the person started driving around the neighborhood and found a lineup of vans. the FBI.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he demanded to know who they were, and they replied that they were from the New England Aerial Map Society, is what they said, which was a total lie. The problem is the nerd asking him about it is an expert in maps and geology.
Oh, my God.
So he knew it was bullshit. So you know what they did? They called the FBI.
Why would you? Really?
Well, they called the police on the FBI.
Freeze!
So, yeah. Because the guy wanted to see inside their van. He wanted to know what they were doing in the neighborhood.
Well, he thought they were burglars in a row of vans with an airplane overhead.
Well, they were surveilling.
I live in a van down by the river.
They knocked the door down, by the way.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They just knocked the door down, went flying in there.
She was standing
flipped
there.
Her out.
Didn't say a word. But I guess she's been bawling in court.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw
she's
that.
She's been very upset. And there's talks that she's going to spill. And that's, I don't know, either. And so all the memes now is that she's going to die next week. And she's, there's all this fake news that she's got coronavirus already and that she's going to die of that. But
I heard she is on suicide watch.
Well, they have to. After what happened to Epstein, they have to watch her 24/7 no matter what.
Yeah, well, they should have been watching him too. In fact, I still have a hard time believing that they didn't watch him more carefully. I mean, that's just such BS. And
shut up, conspiracy theorist.
And also, Prince Andrew, I'm so tired of this claim from his people that he has tried to cooperate. And they won't respond to him.
Oh, bullshit.
Really?
Bullshit.
Are you kidding? And the FBI said, no, that is total bullshit. He has absolutely done anything but cooperate. That wiener, at first I just wanted him exposed. I want that wiener put away. I want him to go to jail. Wouldn't that be nice if that fuck went to jail, that weenie?
Well, he already canceled his big golf trip to Spain this week, so isn't that punishment enough?
Sure
they
is.
Acted like that was the most horrific thing in the world, that he had canceled his vacation. Vacation from what? His life is a vacation.
I saw this story last week. I meant to talk about it. It was about Prince Harry saying that I think he was saying that he really wants to do something about systemic racism because the feeling is that his generation, I think he said Meghan and I have been talking about this and we agree that our generation just hasn't done enough. And it's like, wait, you're in the royal family and you're saying, you're judging, you're pointing fingers at your generation. There is nothing more systemic than the royal family. Meghan Markle is the first half black person in the royal family, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
So, if there's anyone who has more privilege than someone born into the royal family, I don't know who that would be, honestly.
I'm pretty sure you can trace Prince Harry's lineage back to like the 1200s or probably even earlier or something like that. And so if we want to cancel people based on, the sins of the past, then that person's got to really, he's got to fess up to a lot of things that his ancestors did because I know some of his great grandpas murdered some of his great grandmas.
Well, I just want those two to shut the fuck up because first of all, she may be black, but she married into an institution that has more, if you want to talk about white privilege, if there is nothing greater than the privilege that those people have. And she married into it, and she is enjoying the benefits of it more than anyone.
Do we really want to hear from two foreigners who don't have a job that are squatting in a house in California? What they think? Because that's really what they are.
squatting in a mansion.
And she sat on an abnormally pink wiener that's very privileged, and she's taken full advantage of it. And I have no idea why she should suddenly be doing expensive voiceovers for people and charging $400,000 a speech, and then lecturing people about racism. Come on. Well, knock it off.
Didn't she have to take a lesson, though, about Black Lives Matter or something?
She met with groups. She met with community groups and wasted their time.
Yeah.
So she can use her vaulted position. But I didn't get to my Triple Threat Trio friend who got the coronavirus. He got the coronavirus from, I don't want to be specific about this, I don't want to point fingers at anyone, but he essentially got it from a family member, younger family member, who was in a relationship with a college football coach.
And are you okay?
The college...
You okay? Are you all right?
The college football team is practicing.
Nice.
And so a lot of the players got coronavirus, and the coach got coronavirus, and the girlfriend was tested, and she didn't have it, but then she did have it. And they went on a vacation with, I want to say, 7 or 8. They all got it.
Oh,
every one of
them. Great.
Except for one person who came and visited for 2 days. They didn't get it. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You should get tested, bro.
Because they were wearing masks and they were, you know, doing the things that you're supposed to do. Because Alec is...
How's he doing?
He's doing fine. Yeah. He's doing really well. He's really in phenomenally good shape, though. I mean, he does jiu-jitsu and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Hey.
And his wife hikes, and she's in fabulous shape, too. And they're just a real active group of people. But... Yeah, this crazy, crazy connection. I was, oh my God, that's
incredible. I see that you know your judo well.
But it's just one of those fluky things. I think that's the first person.
Bow to your sensei.
Who do we know that has coronavirus? Do we know anybody?
ML Elric.
Oh, ML Elric. That's right.
Teresa Baldus.
So like that could have been me.
Matt Jennings' uncle.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I don't know his uncle.
There's another person. I don't know. Buzz. Buzz had it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how he's doing.
Oh, I haven't seen Buzz in years.
Yeah. Daryl across the street.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Dennis.
Dennis. Why did I call him Daryl?
Because I called him Daryl.
That's right.
Yeah, Dennis had it. I thought he kind of fought it. I mean, it sounded like it was a fight.
It's pretty nasty, yeah.
And he had AIDS.
Not AIDS.
But they didn't, you know, most of the people that were on this trip were young, and they got over pretty quick. And he said he had a couple of nights waking up with the chills and, you know, kind of achy and flu-y. I think...
Are you doing okay?
The further this goes along, the more it becomes apparent. In fact, a lot of people are attributing the lower death rate now to the low-hanging fruit. That, in other words, the most likely to die get it first. Or they just die quickly because they get it and they can't fight it. And, you know, it's almost like Darwinianism that or people who have, you know, a better chance of surviving would survive the coronavirus. So then when you get to the second round, like right now, maybe, and I don't know, maybe the coronavirus is weaker. There were no deaths in Michigan yesterday, were there?
Yeah, there were none reported. Yeah.
Well, that's the first time no one has died in Michigan, in 2 months.
Or the virus has mutated to where it's... You can catch it easier, but then nature of a virus, the easier it is to catch, the less harmful it is.
Or the people that are supposed to report it just took a holiday weekend and didn't report it.
Usually Sunday or weekend reporting is a little lower.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be close to zero, though.
I know. That's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
They had a graphic today that was 1 month ago today versus today. The number of people with the virus has gone up 139%, and the number of people who've died has gone down, I think they said 36% or 35%. So, I mean, they're just going in two different directions. And then I've been reading about this online because I had some interesting emails from people, and there were a lot of thoughts on it. And there's a school of thought. These people just – it's almost like they're almost rooting for the virus where they say, no, it's just lag. The deaths are coming. Just wait.
Yeah.
But if you look at
isn't that been proven earlier?
Yeah, but look at the graph. It's going down. The death graph is going down. The other graph is going up. It's not like it just, you know, happened today. You can go back 2 or 3 weeks and see in the middle of June where the virus is going up and the other curve just keeps going down. I looked at it today.
What about hospitalizations?
I don't know what that number is.
It's up.
COVID-19!
Well, I mean, there's a lot more people with the virus, so I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not saying I think it's great. Hey, this is all, you know, roses and bowl of cherries. But it is... I feel like I have to sell the fact that people not dying is good. Why do I feel I have to sell this fact? It seems to me so obvious.
Well, I know, but I don't want it to minimalize that. Oh, it spikes, no big deal. It's because we're testing so many more people.
Well, you know, we already have
dying is the absolute worst thing that can happen. Worse than dying?
It is, but we don't know the long-term effects.
Total deaths right now, 130,000. But... Is there a huge counter? What is that that one term that you know of, Mark? The excess deaths in comparison to last year. Do we know where we are through 7 months?
There's a story last week about it. Let me find it.
Are there a significant amount of more deaths in the U.S. the first 7 months?
It depends what significant is, but I think it was only like 20,000.
20,000
over the course of months.
7,800 people die per day in the U.S. I can't believe
we're talking about excess deaths. I mean, and you would think. We would have less deaths from the time when nobody was traveling, less car accidents and whatnot.
Yeah, but the virus is killing everybody.
That's the point, yeah.
20,000, that's 3 days. That's less than 3 days. Is that the number?
Let me look. What do you mean it's less than 3 days?
Well, 7,800 people die a day in the United States. What's like June and or May? May and April would be interesting to look at.
So this is March 1st through May 30th.
Which is like the big peak time.
Yeah. Sure. Last year versus this year?
Yeah. Hang on. I got to read it.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, that much.
Of course, it's from a racist Yale study.
Ugh!
The 781,000 total deaths in the U.S. in 3 months through May 30th were nearly 19% higher than what would normally be expected. The number of excess deaths from causes were 28% higher than the official.
Wait. What's the total deaths? Just the total.
781,000.
Died this year?
In the 3 months, March, April, and May.
Okay. And how many died last year?
I don't know. It's just 19% higher than what would normally be expected. The number of excess...
Wait. Normally be expected. Can't they just give us the number from last year?
4, 5, 6, 50, you said.
What would 19% less be?
I believe it's some of his figures.
Why don't they just give you the number?
All right. Let me find the whole study.
Does everyone operate in percentages? Why is this so fucking hard? I mean, it seems to me if you have one number and another number, it's very easy to relate one to another. But when you say percentages...
Well, it's 19% higher than it was last year.
Then what's expected? Okay, then last year, yeah, because I can do the math on it. But it seems like if they did such a big fucking study, they could just give the number.
I think maybe...
Why'd they give the 781,000? Why didn't they just say it's 19% up?
Well, I think because maybe with more people, I mean, deaths are going to increase greater every year because there's just more people.
Yeah.
More people are being made.
But if you give one number and the other number, then you can say, oh, well, this many more people died. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing to digest.
The number of excess deaths from any cause were 28% higher than the official tally of COVID-19 deaths during those months.
The number of deaths from what?
The number of excess deaths from any causes, that's total, were 28% higher than the official tally.
Wait,
of the
from
nobody
any
understands it.
What does from any causes mean?
From any death.
Why don't they just say the number of people that died?
Thanks for bringing this up, Brandon.
Why don't they say the number of people that died in these 3 months is this many? The number of people that died in three months last year is this many? What's all this bullshit?
Well, because we didn't have COVID-19 last year at this time, right? So you add that tally to what it would have been, and it's 28% higher than what's
been
reported.
What would you do if she died?
Does that make sense?
No. It seems like you have a number of people. When people expire, they're done. It's over. You put them in the ground or you
I know, but then you're
burn them up.
Then that's not fair to the year 2019. Does that make sense? 2019 because they didn't have COVID-19.
Is 2019 offended?
Add more deaths.
But what if 2019 had its own little weird like thing that we never knew about it? We never put it out in the news and it was just a bad flu season or something like that. What if they had their own and yet we have the exact same deaths through 7 months last year than 7 months this year? What if that's the that's all, right. all I was
I
asking.
Think we know.
I really want to get a number. Let's see how many people died in 2019. I can't be hard to get, can it? How many people died in 2019? Can that be hard?
The 781,000 total deaths in the United States in the 3 months through May 30th were about 122,000 1,300, or nearly 19% higher than what would normally be expected. Of the 122,300 deaths, 95,000 of those were attributed to COVID-19. So, like Brandon asked originally, it's almost, what, 30,000, 27,000 more than what's been reported. That 30,000. That was the point of Brandon's question.
Okay, then there would be 751,000 died last year. In that period, 781,000 died this 13. Year. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
So you said 30,000 less, or 30,000 more.
Of the 122,300 extra deaths that we've had this year, 95,235 are attributed to COVID. In other words, the 27,000 missing excess deaths, what are those attributed to? That is the question. Does that
make
sense?
Well, you get a calculator to solve it.
Excess deaths. Deaths are deaths. I mean, a certain number of people die every day, every month, okay, every year.
120,300 more deaths.
From last year to this year, then you would probably say, well, maybe this is a reason for it.
I'm not going
to
call it excess deaths. We'll call it more deaths. Then.
And by the way, if I had to say those 27,000 excess deaths.
More deaths.
I would say more than likely deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 than not attributed. Because COVID-19 is the first thing on anyone's brain anytime, anywhere. I don't care how big a scientist you are.
Well, okay.
I mean, that would be my guess.
Well, because technically they're COVID-19 related deaths, because that doesn't technically kill you. Because I know people love to say that too, so.
And I wonder how many of those people.
Yeah, look, it's just no big deal anymore.
Don't start fighting with me.
I wonder how many of those people are over 70 years old. Because.
No, I know, it's no big deal. Everything's fine. Everything's
yeah,
great.
It is. I saw a big party out in Western Michigan. They were having a great time.
Oh, the one where.
At Diamond Lake.
That DJ seemed pretty cool.
Was he appropriating Johnny Z, by the way?
I think that just happens to you when you're a DJ at a water party, maybe.
What was his quote?
We're mad at that party.
You guys are all crazy out there! Something like that.
And then he turned the camera around to himself. That was
by the way, just a thought. Instead of getting so angry at people, why don't they just say, look, you can gather like 25 people at a time. No more than 25, that's it. Why don't they just say that? It doesn't matter. We don't care what the fuck you're doing. Just don't put more than 25 people together because social distancing and masks seem to be the two big factors. So just when you say you can't gather more than 25 people or 50 people or whatever, then you don't have to be too worried about the social distancing part.
Don't we have those rules or no?
I don't think so.
Oh, so we can gather as many people as we want?
Can't we?
Was that
party illegal? I mean, we got protests every night.
Well, yeah, I guess those were illegal, too. But I thought there was.
No, actually, you know what's interesting? New York did say something that you can't put groups together for this. But they said, unless it's a protest. I'm not joking. I think it was New York.
I think it was California and Gavin Newsom.
Oh, was it Gavin Newsom? Okay.
But I think I also believe he banned fireworks, and we saw how that turned out, too, in California this weekend.
Yeah. Well, at least nobody died. No excess deaths. Not this year. Not yesterday. One day. How many people died like the previous 5 or 6 days? It's not very many, is it? In Michigan?
Not in Michigan, no.
And I was I heard today that the most people dying by far are in Detroit. Still, it's Detroit far more than any other county.
Yesterday, 0. The day before, July 4th, 3. July 3rd. 3, July 2nd, 15, July 1st, 4. So that's...
Wow. Well, by the way, my biggest objection to the party on Diamond Lake, I mean, they were rocking out, they're playing Guns N' Roses and all that. And that tweet, how many people saw that tweet? That tweet was just all over.
Yeah, it was on the news.
It was just like the most outrageous thing ever.
Yeah.
I thought the worst thing about it was that there was a total sausage fest. There were way too many guys.
Well, they were cornered. Did you see there was a rope behind the girls that were up front? There's like a VIP section of the sandbar. I didn't understand that.
Well, they do that to keep the ratio good.
Well, there was a total sausage zone. And also, people dancing in the water look stupid, doesn't it?
I suppose.
Did you see those people dancing in the water?
Yeah. Like, well, you can't really move your feet, right? Yeah,
no.
It's a lot of urine, too, that you're swimming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm glad they had fun. That's great.
Hey, should we call Yale?
Did you see the strip club, too? The strip club in Romulus?
Yeah, I had 13.
Which is there anything you thought of right away when you heard which one it was?
It's the Playhouse, right?
Wasn't that Barry's, Sanders' favorite?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That particular one, the Playhouse, right by the airport?
Well, hopefully it's not Barry.
I didn't even know they were open.
Oh, we have Facebook, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a place I would go and not be concerned about getting something.
The Playhouse?
It just looked kind of dumpy to me. The picture, they showed a picture of it with no cars in the lot or anything, and just looked like this white building that looked kind of
Barry needs to spend more money there.
I mean, almost like, remember Bechera's basement underneath the bar? I mean, that place is like, ew, I wouldn't want to go in there.
Oh, yeah,
and then the Playhouse looked the same way to me. I just didn't feel like I want to go there. I mean, some strip clubs look really gentlemanly upscale. And
some of them do look really creepy from the outside, which is kind of the charm to it, right?
I don't know. I wasn't very charmed. And I don't know. Isn't it kind of weird, though, that we're, you know, we are hounding these people for doing, you know, oh, look at those people on the beach. Well, why don't we just say that we can't get in these big, giant groups and, you know, and the reasonable things? Because some people are just shopping and doing things they normally do, getting their hair cut or whatever. It doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but it's always some large group that people go apeshit over, like the Vanilla Ice concert, which had only sold 284 tickets. Was that really going to be? Was that really worth all the anger?
Where was that at?
Austin, Texas. It was in a 5,000-seat arena.
Yeah, boy.
And they had cut off half the tickets because of coronavirus.
Austin, Massachusetts?
Austin, Texas. I'm sorry. Did I say Austin, Massachusetts?
Oh, there's a drop.
No. It just seems like that wouldn't have been that big a deal. And you know, the country concert, he had 4,000 people there. If you said, you can't have more than 100, then they wouldn't have that concert. If you said, you can't have more than 100, then you're not going to have all those people in that sandbar.
I think maybe because it's in Texas is having quite the explosion of cases and hospitalizations.
Texas and Florida.
But honestly, every outrage is over a large group that are just like going crazy and getting buzzed and, you know, soaking up sun and all that.
Yeah.
So why not just, instead of being mad at people all the time, why don't they just say, look, you know, we're just going to shut summer off a little bit for a while and turn off the summer for a couple weeks.
I swear, I thought there was a ban on groups of people.
I don't think so. I thought they said, just be careful. Okay. Just be really careful. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear anyone trying to get the people in Diamond Lake arrested. That was in Michigan.
Well, yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to arrest them.
But you could dox them.
Well, if you're a pro doxing, then yeah, go dox them.
Well, I mean, if somebody's committing a terrible crime, I don't have a problem with it. But honestly, I just didn't think that there was aren't people just getting married and doing all the things that they normally do in large groups now?
It's not
on the same level, no. Not at the moment. I mean, obviously, this past weekend we saw. I shot up to Gaylord, and on the way up
Tons of people went up north. Tons of people. Went up north.
Yes, lot of people went up north, and you know, anytime I stopped, and I for the most part saw everybody wearing masks whenever they were inside. But then when I got up to the lake, wow, the lake was packed.
Yeah, groups up to 100 people is currently the rule, is what I can find.
Oh, 100 people, okay.
In Michigan, I don't know what it is in Texas where Vanilla Ice was, where Rob Van Winkle was.
Well, but if there's 100 people on a beach,
everything's bigger and better in Texas.
They don't cut people off from going to the beach, do they? Because the beach was where there were giant, giant crowds.
Here?
Myrtle Beach.
Oh, there? Well, it depends. It's, you know, like in Florida, DeSantis doesn't want to close anything, so it's up to each individual city. And I believe Miami Beach is closed, maybe Jacksonville, but a lot of the other ones aren't. There's no, like, concise decision at all.
How many people died in Florida, by the way? Just curious how many people are dying every day in Florida, because Florida has just Florida is constantly on the radars having, I think, more cases in New York on its worst day, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm tired of this topic. Let me get a Kleenex and we'll move forward. But I was curious about Florida.
I'll look it up.
So also regarding on the COVID case, before we get too far away from it, we did learn that the Fighter and the Kid show, the show that helped defend Chris D'Elia, those two guys got COVID-19. So they had to have a bunch of tweets that said, hey, if I took a picture with you or fist bumped you, get tested, bro.
Yeah, in Texas, right?
Yeah, San Antonio there. And then there was the 41-year-old actor that not many people have heard of, but he died of COVID. I can't remember his name now.
Why? By the way, that is that Nick story Cordero. Is so big. Why is – I've never heard of this person.
I know.
Because it's big because, A, he's friends with Lynn Miranda, well, whatever that guy, Hamilton guy, and he's also good friends with Zach Braff. But then I don't know if this is
good
normal
friends
for
with
COVID
Zach
cases.
Braff.
But that
I mean,
guy
it was like
got
the lead story this morning.
Decimated. He got decimated by COVID. First, it took his right leg and they had to amputate it. And then it took his lungs and he was like on some list to get a lung transplant. And then he finally succumbed to it, which sucks. He's been battling it for months.
Was he, was he compromised in any way?
I don't think so. No, not that we know of. Was he 31?
And then the weirdest one.
Maybe that's why it was such a big story, because he was only 41.
Well, honestly, the Page Six had a story every week about his recovery and
I don't know.
Oh my god, yeah.
I didn't
he
know
probably
who he
has
was.
A big New York follower.
I never knew who he was either.
Well, the weirdest one was in New York as well, where the guy that was in a famous 9/11 picture has now died of COVID-19. And
I'll admit I didn't recognize that picture.
How old was he?
Oh, I'm sure
I think
older.
He was 70.
Well, okay, how many people died in Florida?
The one thing I see here is at least 3,800 people.
No, I mean, but the last few days when the number's been so gigantic. I mean, Michigan's got 6,200 deaths, but zero. I mean, really very few lately. But I just know that Florida has been, I mean, Florida, 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 Florida.
I know, it's been hard to, didn't they shut down their website with all the information because of that fight with that one lady? I think you sent that story, Brandon, like 2 weeks ago.
I thought that was all public, what virtually every state, but maybe not. I mean, I just look at the curve on the site my brother sent me, and every day it's got the number of cases in every state, the number of deaths in every state, and it's got the curves of every country. The U.S., by the way, never flattened the curve. We never really, really flattened the curve. And it's really interesting to me that you've got virtually every place in the world that at some point was able to pretty well shut it down. Mm-hmm. And then there's us. What can I say?
Well, it's a lot easier for other countries to shut down, too.
Well, I mean, are we really that different than everybody? I mean, it seems to me it's
I mean, Italy, it's easy for Italy to say, hey, no flights coming in and out of our country. It's a little harder for, like, say, the state of New York to say that.
Well, I don't understand why, you know, again, going to back to Diamond Lake, oh, my God, those people, you know, and yet there's planes leaving that have every seat full.
Mm-hmm. I'd be more
We'll try to cover the middle seat without anybody.
Bullshit.
What do you mean you'll try?
I honestly would be more concerned about flying than being in that sandbar party yesterday.
Flying, airports, yeah. I mean, it generally speaking, all the celebrities you heard about that had coronavirus, they've been going here, there. And the two guys from The Fighter and the Kid, the podcast we talked about.
Yeah.
The comedians, they have been on a comedy tour doing shows in comedy clubs. So they're traveling. I don't know if they're flying, but they probably are. What's the name of The Fighter and the Kid?
That's the name.
The Fighter and the Kid, right? Yeah.
No, I mean, they're real names because they're...
Oh, I don't know.
Aren't they fairly well-known?
Yeah,
you know?
Let's see.
Who are these podcasts
like
did a thing on their
Brennan
podcast?
Brennan Schaub and Brian Callen.
Yeah, they both got it. And it's funny reading the comments. They both had... they had both been in the same show. And people that were there said that all the comedians touched the same mic, and they were all touching their face a lot. So she was suggesting that they all gave it to each other. But I don't think anybody at the club got it.
Not looking too good.
Anyway.
I'm getting closer to you.
That didn't work out well, didn't it?
No, that
didn't work out well at all, did it?
Did not work out too well. So Kanye West for president. You guys voting for Kanye West?
Well, he's got the support of Elon Musk and Mark Cuban, so.
Mark Cuban's voting for Kanye West?
I think he just made a statement that he would vote for Kanye over Trump.
Hey, why not?
Well, if you vote for Kanye, you're helping Trump, aren't you? Isn't that
in a way?
Well, it depends. Yeah.
Is Kanye trying to help Trump? What is Kanye doing, by the way?
I think he's trying to get attention, because that's really what he does
best. He's probably got a new album out or something.
Because
it's the Kid Rock thing. Remember when Kid Rock was running for Senate?
Yeah, and I wasn't really – that whole thing annoyed me because I was tired of reading about it because I felt like this is not real. He is not running for Senate, and he wasn't. And they sold a lot of merchandise, and maybe they gave it to charity. I don't know. But Kanye West today, I saw two stories where the people were actually suggesting that Kanye West thinks he can just announce he's running for president and that's all he has to do. And they were saying, but he really does have to fill out all this paperwork or he's not running for president.
Not doing I'm like, it. Jesus.
Really? So he's not filling out any paperwork. He's just saying he's running for president. Is that all he's doing?
Yeah, maybe they can write him in then.
But I think you have to have certain paperwork filled out.
Yeah, he can't be on the ballot.
Fees, you know, yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to be on the ballot, but you still have. Don't you still have to fill out paperwork?
I don't know.
To be
really
in?
I really
maybe you don't.
No
I don't know.
Idea.
Maybe they were just trying to say that a vote for Kanye West was a wasted vote, because that's kind of what they were saying, was that it's not real because he hasn't filled out any paperwork.
Well, would he get enough to win anyway? No.
No, but he could affect one of the candidates easily. Third parties do it all the time.
Depends how many votes he would get, yeah.
I can see a huge chunk of people just voting for him as a chuckle because I don't like Trump, I don't like Biden, Kanye West.
I could imagine him getting a million votes. A million votes is a lot of votes because what did Hillary and Trump add? What, 65 and 62? That's 127. 1/127th could be the difference in, you know, some states were determined by a very small amount.
So it looks like in Florida, I find in the last month, they've had 1,087 deaths attributed to COVID-related deaths. The deaths per 100,000 is now up to 18. Here's their death curve. I finally found.
Do they say?
Here's their death curve.
Okay.
That's the logarithmic. So, do you want the linear one?
I just want the curve, the regular curve.
Right, there you go.
Okay, there it is. And green is what? What's
Florida,
the top one?
Florida, Texas, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, everything's fine.
And that green thing today was.
So that's would you say 1,080 or 1,800?
About 1,000 the past month.
So that's 30 times. That's like 33 a day. 30 times 33 is 1,000 or 990, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many were? Okay. I have enough death. You know what I wanted to take a look at because I thought it was really interesting was Aaron Hernandez's prison boyfriend. The real special was last night.
Oh, hot.
And it was, I don't know what I expected, but this guy was just spilling it all, and I believed him personally. There were some interesting disclosures. He says Aaron Hernandez killed another person that we don't know.
Because he didn't say
who it was. Well, he killed the two, he killed the one.
And himself.
Yeah, right, five, if you include him.
I wonder who the other one is.
I recorded it, if you want to.
I'm looking for it. I can't.
Is that how you look for what I recorded?
Well, it says recently watched.
Oh, well, if you just look at saved, I guess it'd be, I don't know how far down it would be.
Just save.
So much stuff is recorded on this, you might have to go a mile down to find it. Probably after the morning shows. But this guy, he said that he's never been with a dude before.
Yeah, right.
But Aaron told him, just close his eyes and relax.
What a great lover.
Went down on him.
Oh, wait, who went down on who?
Aaron went down on him.
Really?
Yeah. I think he was suggesting that.
Why do you like going down on me?
He wasn't.
It's a pretty cool map he has tattooed on his forehead. Is that what that is?
They wanted to go down on me.
He is tattooed about every inch of his body.
Like a treasure map?
He's got a line along his hairline, too. So if he loses his hair, he's still got the hairline.
You see his treasure map tattoo?
I don't see your screen now, but I can look it up myself, and he has fantastic face tattoos, and there's multiple.
He has a Patriots logo, too.
Ah, where, a tramp stamp?
I don't know. They showed it at one point. No, it's on his chest somewhere.
Did he reciprocate Aaron going down on him?
I think. Just play it.
Where at? Any
just play it anywhere. I think we'll bump into it pretty quick.
And then he started coming on to me.
It came true, my dreams, and... You know, that kid did everything for me. We sold drugs every day. We did drugs every day. We were always trying to find a way to make money. He's told me stories of, you know, oh, we were out this one night, I knocked this dude out, or we were out this night we got an argument with this dude, I shot this dude. Every story included a fist fight or a shooting or something very dramatic. And I feel like he, like I said, he would always bring things to all the way to the extreme. If someone wanted to fight, it's, all right, we're going to try to kill you.
Our interview quickly became a confessional in which Kennedy revealed how Hernandez admitted in graphic detail how he'd murdered Odin Lloyd. On June 17, 2013, at 3:25 a.m., 27-year-old Odin Lloyd's body was peppered with gunshots.
I don't know why, but I believe this guy.
His body left in an industrial park as if it was like a tomb. 1 mile from the North Attleboro, Massachusetts mansion of NFL superstar Hernandez.
We can piece together Aaron's movements pretty easily that night. Footage from his home security camera show him leaving his house
in a rental
late
car
on the night of June 16th.
In his
he
name.
Stops at a gas station to buy bubblegum, picks up Odin Lloyd, and later returns to his own house holding a gun.
This is so
now,
dumb.
That bubblegum was later found on a shell casing.
9 days later,
stupid.
The Patriots tight end was arrested, and then 90 minutes after his arrest, he was released by the team.
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
In April 2015, Aaron was convicted of the murder of Odin.
It's really important to know that he was released from the team.
That particular crime.
He was always, like I said, he was always very paranoid about giving specific details and, like, the conversation did come up a few times. As you know, he would always be worrying about his appeal, asking me my opinion. Like, do you think that, you know, you think, what do you think's gonna happen? He was in the days of media.
I want you two to kiss each other
or something stupid. Like I said, and when he's not, even when he's in the sober, he thinks like that. So I always used to picture him on
sober.
Extreme drugs and
accent.
Cocaine.
I don't know who has the worst accent here, him or the interviewer.
I know that he done it and it was bothering him.
Beyond the brutal killings, what makes his admission so chilling was Hernandez's flippancy and utter lack of remorse.
He was more worried about if he was going to go home or not. He did whatever he had to do, or if he ever felt disrespected or someone ever disrespected his people or... You know, someone who cared for
him. I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home.
Yep, gotta
we
kill him.
We did drugs every day. We did drugs every day.
And justice, Hernandez style.
He said he shot him in his head. He saw his brains blow a hole over his friend, you know.
Oh, his boyfriend's got a cute man bun. That's nice.
I know.
Jeez.
You know the story.
I don't know the story. I know the story.
I disrespected him, so he had to kill him. What a fucked up. I mean, this guy is just...
So is there any additional evidence on maybe who this person, this
no,
fifth person
I don't think so.
Is?
I don't think there is.
I wonder if he shot someone and thought he killed him.
Right-hand man in prison, running the Bloods gang in the Sousa Baranowski Correctional
Look,
Center.
If we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
Confidant, as well as much more, as their relationship turned sexual.
Okay, heads up.
What does pure mean? Is that his nickname for you?
No, that's been my nickname since I was 16 or 17 when I really started in the gang. We all have a nickname. People used to call me cocaine because I was crazy and white. And the police know it.
Nice,
everyone knows
nice
it.
Nice reporter
so
laughing.
It was changed to pure cocaine, which is too long. Everyone started calling me pure
heard.
For sure.
Pure.
On the inside, as the leader of the notorious Bloods gang, Hernandez declared war on his rivals.
Yeah!
Was Aaron inside?
I mean, we sold drugs every day. We did drugs every day.
We like saying that.
I know, they've played it like 15 times.
Find a way to make money.
Smoke
How
weed every day.
Drugs in here? This visiting room.
Oh, this is interesting.
In the mail.
How do you sell drugs inside? Excuse my ignorance.
It's mostly Suboxone and K2.
What are you selling it for?
Western Unions, money grams. I could call you. I need you to make me a Western Union for $100. You need to make it to this name. Text information to this phone number. I give you the phone number of my mother. I call my mother 20 minutes later. Did you get a Western Union? Yeah. Go to the store and cash
nice,
it.
Nice your mom to do that.
Yeah. Pick up the money, yeah. Here's your stuff.
You guys were running a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
What I also learned inside
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
About his sexuality.
I was always real quiet and humble, the same as him, which I feel like led him to start opening up to me more. He writes
cut,
me a letter,
print,
you
know, gay.
It's all about opening up.
Look, you know, I want to talk to you about something. I think he just got a big pack of drugs or something. He's making it seem like it's something like that. Because even in a situation that would be awkward, he makes it like, hey, like it's nothing, you know? Like, so I walked in and he's like, I need to get something off my chest. There's only a few people that know.
And put something in yours.
You know, and he told me, he said, I don't know if I'm gay or from what, but he told me, he said, I'm attracted to men. I can't.
He said, I want you two to kiss each other.
You know, he told me he used to always have to think of a man or. Even when he was with a random woman, he had to be really high on drugs.
So am I gay? Am I gay?
Act sexually.
He told me there was one kid from Connecticut. It was the first person he had ever, I guess you'd call it, experiment with or been with.
Dennis Sansusi was a friend and high school football teammate
quarterback
of Hernandez.
Yeah. That's why they were such a good
Sansusi's
combination.
Sansusi's father
complete
was
passes.
Even a coach of Aaron's at one point.
We did engage
Golly,
in sexual
like,
activity.
What a homo.
We definitely didn't want anyone to know our secret. He tried to act very gay in front of people as a joke and then later on show them, no, I like girls. This is just me playing around. But with that continuing on, it was
yeah,
like people
right.
probably started raising an eyebrow. Is he just playing around or is he really like guys?
Good
he
one.
Had to play different roles so no one would know the truth.
Are you the main guy, or are you the one who gets it?
Eating up at him.
It was his repressed
yes.
feelings.
Yes. He wanted everyone to know. He wanted it to be known. He wanted to come out. He was just, for his family, his kid's mother, he was just...
But she knew, and
she
his family
know.
Knows about this.
Yes.
After being
Wait,
sentenced
what?
To
no,
life
they
in
didn't.
Prison for the death of his friend,
I think you meant
they
know
Moore.
Now. I guess.
Hernandez was also indicted.
Cool mushroom tip.
Double homicide of two other men, Daniel de Abreu and Safira Furtado.
Hernandez was being investigated in connection with a double murder that took place July 16th, 2012, at the Cure Lounge in Boston South End. Daniel Abreu and Safira Furtado.
Watch me through show the bump drink. That's my favorite part.
Isn't it Abreu?
What did she say? Aaron's silver SUV pulled up next to them, and someone from his car yelled something out of the window. Someone from the car then fired five shots.
Aruba. Is she reading Wikipedia? Who is this lady?
Aruba.
It's reels. We don't expect
story.
Too much.
I know the story.
They got a big scoop.
There's the producer of the Reels episode.
We know the story. I know the story.
Killed them because he felt disrespected after
it's a pretty
drink
big scoop
for
them. There's the drink.
Hours
oh,
later,
you missed it.
Their lives ended in cold blood, a senseless and deadly act of violence. He'd brutally settled the score. Hernandez style. The defense, meanwhile,
style?
Argued that the killings
is that what it's
happened
officially
over a drug
asshole
deal.
Lawyer.
It's officially known as Hernandez style.
Yes.
Alexander Bradley, who had killed the men. The official
That's a
verdict,
scary guy.
Not guilty.
Great lawyer.
The jury believed Hernandez, and he was sensationally.
They did not believe him. He didn't testify.
Speaking exclusively. Claims.
When did he testify?
He didn't.
Right before his suicide.
I just thought there was reasonable doubt, I guess.
Of a double murder.
Correct.
Did he commit those crimes?
He told me he did.
What did he tell you?
The murder he just got acquitted of. We talked about that night more frequently, I feel like.
So he was guilty of those two?
Yes, he was. He was. That's what he told me.
What did he tell you about the double murder that he was acquitted of?
Snitches get stitches.
He had to go to court for that. He'd wake up. He'd wake up at 4 in the morning. He wouldn't come back till 5, 6 at night. And, he'd be in court all day. He'd come back all stressed out. And I'd have food weighing in, whatever. He hadn't eaten all day.
Oh, man, they're trying to pin these murders on me that I committed.
He might have asked him what's wrong.
What the fuck?
You know, he was so worried about
you sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
You know, and he used to tell me, like, you know, the kid that
dropped your knees
against me. You know, he was in the passenger seat. He watched me do it. He's telling them he's seen me do it. How am I going to beat this? And You know, I say the same thing to him every day. Have faith.
But he lied.
Have faith.
In order to beat the rap.
Have faith that they won't believe the truth? Yeah. I don't think that's fate.
Because he knew that if he was convicted of the double murder, that he would have died in this prison.
I would have did the same exact thing.
What do you say to the victims and their families?
Oh, check this out.
That he perpetuated this myth, this lie in court in order to beat the rap, and those families don't get justice.
I mean, call it justice or whatever. I mean, he was in jail. He's dead now. So, you know, whether they feel like they got justice or not, I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. I don't. They're you know,
you don't have any sympathy for them, do you?
Not really. Yeah. No.
Why?
Oh, that's nice. His enemies were my enemies, and if he felt like he had to do that, then.
Well, you're a real dumb fuck. What a fucking moron.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Can you believe that mindset?
Yeah, I can. I mean, he's a criminal. Just look at him, and I can believe that he would say something like that. Oh, he's a total...
Oh, here we go.
No, I am not a male escort.
Has this guy moved on? Does he have a new lover/roommate?
I don't know.
I mean, could you imagine being the next guy that got to share a cell with this guy? He's like, hey, who was your last cellmate? Oh, Aaron Hernandez. We dated.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they were cellmates from the way they describe it.
Well, I always thought they were cellmates.
I know. I thought they were, too. It was confusing.
They get it on so much.
Well, he said that when they went outside, they would go to each other's cells because the doors would open.
Oh.
If not unbelievable, violent past.
You think he got it from a gay relationship?
Was that he was a superstar on the field. But off it, as he's now established, he lived a twisted double life.
Who is this reporter, by the way?
Many
just some guy with an accent.
You have also met the man that he confessed to that never-before-known fourth murder.
He used to tell me he had four murders.
A confession he never made to anyone else and, of course, was never convicted for.
Is Hernandez just exaggerating?
I don't know.
Jordan Miller, who died
shot four people.
Jordan Miller had been shot and killed inside his home in Boston. 9 shots were fired from the street through his first floor bedroom window.
This seemed personal.
The police never confirmed whether they matched the bullets from the gun that killed Odin Lloyd to the bullets
that killed
Jordan Miller. And you have to ask yourself, why? Now, this Jordan Miller looks very similar to Odin.
It's possible the racist? 2013 murder of Jordan Miller was actually a case of mistaken identity.
Never gave me a name, never. He would just always, all the time, joke around saying, I got
four bodies.
This guy's
vocal fry is out of hands.
Did you believe that he killed a fourth person?
Who are you?
It's very believable. I remember from...
I don't know, you know. It happened.
He had a few times, you know, and he would always bring that up, joking around.
What would he say?
We'd be in the cell, we'd be talking about, like I said, our choice of topic. You know, we'd talk about, oh, we're going to go home and do this, and, you know, we're going
right.
to start these businesses, and we're going to sell drugs illegally and use the businesses to cover it up. And,
nice goals.
You know, we used to talk about all the time, like, different scenarios and things. This was just things we fantasize about to pass our time.
I mean, to be honest with you, as I sit here and talk to you, I have 2 questions. One, if there's a fourth person that was killed, that may well be an unsolved crime.
Duh.
Or someone may have been inappropriately convicted. So if you have information,
this guy's classic. Mark.
I had information, I tell you. Like I said, I don't.
The second question I have for you is, if you wouldn't snitch on him
more than 7 inches
when he was inside because of your loyalty to him, why snitch now?
I can't answer that.
Are you fully erect?
Some people may say, may not believe you.
What happened?
Fortuitously, there is a record of your relationship with Aaron. These were given to me by your lawyer.
Hot.
Could you tell me what these are?
I think it's...
This was a letter I got. I had a bunch of them. I mean, between my whole trips and... Like I said, I'd flush them down the toilet, and they've been misplaced and thrown away. And this was one I actually had found going through my property. I had just gotten out the hole, And we got into an argument about some money.
Lover's quarrel.
I bought some drugs and stuff when I went to the hole. You know, I told him that I didn't want to be around him anymore because I didn't trust him. And
breaking up with him?
Yes, so.
The next morning, I woke up and he gave me this letter.
Hernandez defense attorney, Jose Baez, has tried
Fine,
to deny any
I don't
any
ever want to see you again.
Or any writings in
go
general.
Go away, I'm dating somebody else. Carl, I hate you.
Statements that we have been unable
guy.
To verify.
Baez?
The claims that there was a suicide letter written to Kyle Kenny. I can tell you for 100% of a fact that there's no letter in existence anywhere.
He also says they're not lovers.
Written to Kyle Kennedy.
It's not a love affair. It's the object is that you're both getting your rocks off.
Period.
No
suicide.
Baez,
no. No writings. Let me put it. Let me see if I can be as clear as can be. There's zero writings to any individual in any prison.
I don't know. It happened.
Well, you know, I don't know what letters, whether. I certainly haven't seen any. So if you've read letters...
I have. So there's one from Aaron to Kyle. He says,
I just wanted to tell you this morning that I love you and you never have to question us. And I will stop questioning you and us. I realized through our thing over the past few days, about our fight, how much I love you and how much I want you
I
and us. And mainly how I want you to know what real love, real loyalty real is. Love. I'm sorry for overreacting, but it's something I have to work on. Because I'm used to being done dirty my whole life. Now you see why love is my weakness in life and how I go so hard for the ones I have love for. I just wish we were cellmates so I could at least kiss you on the forehead and say I love you. Then let you sleep while I make sure you have your coffee ready when you wake up. You told me you didn't want to be on the block.
Sounds like domestic bliss.
He's the only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
I said way worse, so I understand, but still.
Why do you like going down on me?
Myself. I can't even imagine them separating us. I'll feel like I'm missing all of me. Half of me. I love
Don't
you that much.
Don't use bad words. I got friends that are homosexuals.
Knowing how loved you are and that you have someone through it all in life. Someone who will never not stand by
watch
you.
Watch Baez's reaction to this.
But will only show
Because he,
you
read,
true
it, he
love.
Read it to Baez. They just inserted this guy reading it.
I have you forever, and I haven't told you a little, but you are perfect, and I know I'm blessed to have you. And I will let you know that forever, no matter what we have to overcome.
All right.
I love that he's reading it with such emotion.
Me.
You know, just life, like everything else he says.
Through all of it. True ride or die.
I can tell you this much. Aaron told everybody he loved him.
Many months after his suicide, how does that matter?
Tell everyone he wanted to kiss him on the
you
forehead.
What are you talking
and
about?
And be with him forever, and that he wanted
you
them.
Know how to subject with guys.
Good God!
That should have been his answer.
With guys.
Yeah, you know this. You know how guys talk.
That might discount your story. Need only look at this particular document, which is a Department of Correction notice of disciplinary hearing.
They wanted to go down on me.
Aaron were called before the facility here because of a particular incident.
What the hell happened that night?
Tell me about that.
Like I said, I used to lock into a cell all the time, whether it be when they'll open all the doors when they go to gym or yard, and then everyone leaves the cell, and then they shut the doors. And then when everyone comes back in from the gym or yard, they have to open all the doors.
I love how loose things are.
I know, nice cell. Prison.
So if you don't go to the gym
or
yard...
The quadruple murderer just wandering around. So
at that time, that's the time when people go in other people's cells, whether you're getting a tattoo or you'd be called with someone. Almost every movement I used to lock in a cell. When certain cops care, certain cops don't. The cop, he wanted to give us a hard time.
So you'd gone into his cell?
Yes. It was probably in there for 3 hours. Everyone comes back from the yard. Everyone's door opens but his. So I sent one of my boys to the desk, tell him to pop this door. You know, someone's in here.
Plop.
And the CO didn't want to pop the door. So they lock everyone else in. And, they pop the door. They let us both out. 10 minutes later, they're coming in with like 10 or 15 cops. They handcuff us, bring us down to this little room they have. Give us each a drug test, ask us what we were doing. I wrote us a ticket for it, which is that document.
A ticket.
Aaron was routinely disciplined inside. In fact,
there
was a weapon.
I think we got most of the goodies. He didn't get the BJ
part. I want
you
two to kiss each other.
He said that Aaron just told him to relax and close his eyes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's how it all started.
How romantic.
But isn't that just amazing?
I don't know, It happened.
He talked about overdosing in there, too. That one time, God, this is a wild story. He said that people would make ink out of, I want to say, like meth and, you know, and this and that, and they'd write the letter
out. Tattoo?
And you could smoke the paper.
Oh, cool.
To get buzzed. And he said sometimes, you know, you would get letters that maybe weren't that thick with the ink, and you wouldn't get as buzzed. And then one time he smoked a part of the letter that had too much on it.
Well, it'd be hard to really judge how much meth you're smoking.
Yeah. I don't think it was meth, though. I'm trying to remember what the hell it was. Maybe it was. But he overdosed, and he woke up
to Aaron kissing his
at the hospital, yeah. With
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine.
They let Aaron go to the hospital with him. Not really. Seems like they would.
Never thought that size made a difference.
I don't know, you know.
Till I spent
the night. Will gangs ever stop? I mean, is there anything dumber than gangs?
No, very few things dumber than gangs.
I mean, just hearing that mindset that, hey, he was disrespected. Of course you had to fucking kill him.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah, I support him 100%.
Stupid.
How fucking stupid is that?
Criminal gangs, mafias, they're all... Is the mafia done?
Well, at least the mafia is making money for themselves.
So is the gang.
What gang? Gangs don't... Do they really drive around and...
A lot of times they traffic drugs, yeah.
I mean, if they traffic drugs, that's one thing. I don't know why they do all the other bullshit.
It's when your cellmate...
I think the mob is better off than gangs. That's my guess.
I guess I'd rather be in the mob than a gang.
I don't know. You're gonna be fucked either way eventually. All right. I want to mention our great friends at ERSI, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, because they take care of all those disasters like water... The ultimate enemy, water, lots of water in your basement, or the mold left behind after you clean it up, or maybe after someone else cleans it up, fire damage, storm damage, or maybe you feel that you've learned that COVID-19 has been in your residence or your business place or your vehicle, and you want to disinfect it. They do that, too. They do a lot of that. Call 877-JOB-DONE. Put that up in your refrigerator, 877-JOB-DONE. Or visit 877jobdone.com. Tell them that the show sent you, the Drew and Mike show, because we wanted them to put out the fire for you. And that's what they do. They handle all these emergencies. So keep them in mind. Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE. And Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, dealsnd.com, all fired up because their community, customers, and Zot team excited to be back at full strength to safely serve all your automotive needs. And yes, that's true at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram also. And during the Drive Forward event, feel free to go online, enjoy their enhanced shopping. Look at the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. Jeeps, how about a 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month? Then there's a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And, of course, Wrangler. Get Zot's employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, you have a hurry because, as you know, the shutdown has inventory drying up quickly. That means your best selection is now. So get the party started at dealsinthed.com. And our friends at Adam, of course, if you are a man facing divorce, call Adam. For nearly 30 years, Adam's been helping men like you protect your rights and get the fair treatment in the court system you deserve. So don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Adam has knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys that you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. Okie dokie. So, let's see.
Do we want to call the bird guy or no? We're already late.
The bird man? Oh, yeah. What time are we supposed to call him?
6:15.
Free bird!
Okay, the bird man is trapped with 2,000 birds?
Yeah, parrots, all parrots.
Why does he live with 2,000 birds?
Well, it's a bird sanctuary, and he was in charge of taking care of it. Let me just write the number down, and I'll hand it to you. Okay, there you go. There's the story. But he was in charge of taking care of it, but he's also landlocked.
He requested this song.
Loves this song.
So he can't... He's going to die there when he runs out of food?
I guess so.
All right, call him up.
Not allowed to leave.
Let's see what's going on with magic.
Maybe we'll have to airdrop.
You need a number on
here? I got it.
He's the magic man. Wonder how much he is like Magic Johnson.
They're both point guards.
Generally, people with the same nickname are a lot alike.
They understand tenses the same.
Zachy?
Is this Magic?
Yes.
The Magic Man!
I didn't get your email. I was going to send you some information.
Oh, that's my fault. I didn't get a chance to send it. I thought I did. I must have the address wrong.
Yeah, I think I did a lot of research on this. I know you're landlocked. You're trapped. In fact, this is a property dispute on your five-acre Zaxi Florida Bird Sanctuary in Tampa.
Yes.
That's part of the research that I did. And apparently, you're literally going to die there when you run out of food, right?
Exactly.
How close to death are you now?
I'm very, very close. Right now, really? 4 days ago, they opened the road, but the judge told them to open the road, but they did half of it only. And that's why I was going to send you some videos.
Oh.
So you can see what they do to my road.
How much road do you need? Like, how wide is it? Is it just like a regular two-lane road?
See, the road, I made it 30 foot wide.
30 feet wide?
Okay.
But I see. Right now, it's about 10 foot, 12 foot. So, and there is a sharp turn. It's 90 degrees turn. So, I cannot use a trailer to get out. Because okay.
They knew what they were doing.
Can you explain why you need to take the trailer out?
To go get food. Because it take about 2 hours to go get the food.
I see. So,
and 2 hours come back. So if I want it, if I don't take a truck, trailer, and just go with the truck, it's going to take me 2, 3, 4 times to do that.
Well, it would seem that, I mean, you used to do this. It all worked out very well. What happened?
Before it was open.
When did these other property owners who decided that they weren't going to cooperate anymore, why did they just suddenly decide they hated you and they were going to just let your birds starve?
I paid them. Because after I paid them, and I built that easement myself by hand, and I lost one of my fingers.
Oh.
And then...
What happened?
This was
bird cut your finger off? Started.
Yeah, I cut my finger. When I was cutting a tree fell on top of my finger, and they couldn't find it.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, so what does that have to do with them not liking you?
So that's why they don't want you going down the road?
Because you lost a finger?
No, the reason was...
They grossed out by it?
Because what happened was they tried to scam me. Means they landlocked me. They want to get my land for free.
Oh.
Oh.
They figure if you're stuck, if you can't leave your property, that you'll have to sell it to them.
Yes. And not only that, they don't want to give me the price because when I came here, you could not even come to property. I spent about maybe $200,000 to $300,000 on it. I put septic, I put water, I put electric, I put thousands of bamboo and banana, and some of my aviary, I don't know, that's why I said I could. My aviary is 120 foot long. I cannot take it with me.
It seems like something is just structurally wrong about this deal. If you own this property and you've invested all this money in it, and there's no way to get out of it.
In Florida, there is a law. You cannot landlock nobody.
Oh, I see. You cannot landlock nobody? Is that how the law reads?
If you say, yeah, that's why I said I was going to send you the email with the information. If you sell anybody land, you have to give them a road.
And they sold it to you?
Without a road.
And
the people blocking...
In my contract, I have the road. But they said, in a contract, they said, if you record it, you're going to lose the contract. Goes bad. But before I record it, they put a lock on the gate so I cannot get in or get out.
Could you just drive through at full speed, like 50 miles an hour, and just break right through it just to prove that they can't break the law?
No, because I hired the attorney, and the judge told them they can put a lock on it. Now, if I go against the judge, then I go to jail.
Wait, but I thought the judge said they had to let you out.
Temporary until my appeal is over.
Oh, temporary until
appeal is over.
Now,
they have to open it, but they did not even open it up.
Are you loading up like a survivalist right now, just loading as much food?
I did some food for a few months, so and I'm trying to get some food. Wait. Because if the judge or if my appeal doesn't go through, I have to die.
Magic.
Whoa.
Hold on, Magic. I don't want to let you die. You sound like a nice man. Have you talked to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals? Because you could say, look, they're trying to kill my birds.
Exactly. I send the email to so many those attorney that they work with the animal. But unfortunately, when the judge said, hey, you are closed, nobody want to get in. Nobody want to go against the judge.
Why? Why does this judge have so much power? Is he
exactly?
Is he power hungry?
Big head?
No, all the judge when it gets to the judge, because they have not before my fight with one person. Now they got to fight the judge, and nobody want to do that.
Wait, Magic. You said that when you buy property in the state of Florida, that they have to give you a road out.
Exactly.
Okay, so then what's the problem? Why would the judge?
He gave me a road out, and then they landlocked me.
Okay,
so this is illegal, but the judge said it's okay.
The judge said it's okay to landlock you.
Yes.
He said it's okay if you starve to death. That's what the law says you have to do. Starve to death. Wow, that's
no. There is two things. Maybe judge didn't know he's doing that to me. Number one, and number two, he didn't care. He said I am going to do that.
I'm kind of confused.
Now, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Are you in the quiet room, the safe room? I don't hear any of the 2,000 birds. Where are the birds at?
Yes, I'm in the office right now. If I go outside, you can hear all of them because everybody talking. And everybody talking to me.
I would like to hear them talking.
Go. I'm going to go to the talking one for you next time.
Now, one of the stories said that one of your birds just screams, I want beer, I want beer. Can we talk to that bird?
Oh, yeah, we can go to that bird and we go to Major.
I don't want to talk to that drunk.
There you go. Major, hi. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Meow. Yes, hey. Baby. Yes, baby. Ah. Ah. Yeah, one of them said, do you want beer? Do you want some beer? Do you want popcorn? What you doing out here? We're going to go to that.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Wait, I didn't hear I want beer. Was that you saying I want to have beer? Or was that the bird?
I want beer.
Some of them, you said, what are you doing? Said, shut up.
Oh, I thought that was you saying I want beer. Really?
One of them came from the bar. He used to be in the bar, and he knows all the F words.
Let's hear him.
Yeah, can we hear him swear?
I said that's the only thing about when I talk about the animal and the machine. When you are in a machine, you can do tell them what to do anytime you want. Go to the front. But animal, they do it when you don't want them to do it.
Oh yeah, they're not like.
Anytime, if a woman come here and you don't want them to say it, they say it right away.
Now I see this.
Matter of fact, one of them shooting at this woman. Hey, do you want beer?
I'm sorry, do you want beer?
You want beer? Do you want some beer? Hey, you want to? What you doing out here?
Give me a candle.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You want some beer?
I'll be fine.
You want popcorn?
Give me a candle.
Yeah. What you want?
La la la.
La la la. You want some popcorn? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You want some beer?
La la la.
La la la. Yeah. Come on. You want some beer?
Silly.
Yeah. Do you want some popcorn? You want beer? Hi, Jaga. Hi. Yeah.
Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah. Yes, baby. You want some beer? Huh? You want some beer?
Yeah, I heard him. He wants a beer.
Yeah, you want some beer? A la la. Hey, Joe.
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
My car could be so fired up right now.
Hi, baby.
Why do you talk that way?
Hi, baby.
Hey, Magic.
What's going on, baby?
What you doing? Hi, baby.
Magic's in his own world.
He is, yeah. Well, he's been stuck with the birds for so long.
Hey, Magic Man.
Yes.
Magic, it says you sleep in a small office, so you live very humbly.
Very, very. I had an RV a couple of years ago. So I've been trying
back to your safe room.
I have an option.
Where?
Myself a house or bring a bigger house.
Okay, maybe you better go inside, Magic. It's kind of hard to hear
can't
with the birds.
Can't understand a word.
I like the birds for a while, but it's getting hard to talk.
Like anyone can even know that.
I'm just wondering, how did you get to love birds so much? I mean, obviously you love the birds, right?
I love all the animals. And everybody, some people love to help people in Africa. Some people love cats, some dogs. I love all of them.
Do you
but
like
the bird is my special.
Do you like the horses that live next door? Because I thought I read that the lady was really, you were very mean to her horses or something.
No, no. I had a horse myself, and my horse had to call like a dog.
Yeah.
And the only reason I had to get rid of him because my horse jumped over people to get to me and 2 times hit him because nobody could stand in front of it. You had to leave
like the horse?
That's not cool.
Horse, all I had to do, call him and he come.
Well, Magic, I don't know. I don't know how to settle this thing. I mean, it sounds to me like you have every right to get out of your property. It seems like they would want you. Why would they want you to not use this exit off your property? What is there? Are they trying to squeeze
they
you into selling?
They want to get my land for nothing.
Okay, so they're trying to screw you.
Yes, exactly.
But what will happen to the birds?
They don't care about birds.
But they I thought they liked animals because it's an equestrian barn and then there's a dog place.
No, they are only after money.
Oh.
Okay, now how do you make money off of having all these birds?
First, one of the things we got here is people that come visit or people that love birds, they come and they donate.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm not sure about that financial plan.
Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Many people they want to come visit, so they donate. But with the way the road is, and even before, that's why I said I was going to send you video.
But then they can't donate now, right? Because they can't get there.
Exactly. The only way to donate right now is people, they can go to PayPal and donate. But again, it is much different if you can go to a facility and look at the place and what they do and donate.
Can't understand a word.
Now, Linda that lives next door claims that you would jump out of the woods and scare and make children cry who are there riding horses. What's your response to that?
Very good. You see, I had a PBS station here today. I tell everybody, hey, I give my document, I give my proof, you give your proof. You see?
Oh, proof.
You can't. They lie
proof?
About anything and everything.
Have you ever made a child cry?
No. I had many kids come here because especially the kids from school, they come here to learn about the bird.
Do you, hey, Magic, do you have a spouse, a wife?
No, I have nobody. That's why I bought this place just for the bird, to give it to the bird. Mm-hmm. I was going to be a forever sanctuary.
Oh, I see. Man. How long
with
have you
the quarantine? With your quarantine, what are you doing with all the bird feces?
Excuse me.
The bird poop. How do you? You're in quarantine. You're not able to move all your stuff. What are you getting all pooped out?
What we do here, because I said we have a lot of banana tree and fruit tree. What we do is we take always when we clean the bottom, we use it for ostrich because that's the natural fertilizer.
Oh,
I see. Really? Ostriches?
Very smart. Very
seriously?
Smart.
Wow, that's cool. Hey, Magic, you know what I want to do?
It's poop.
I just don't know how to break the stalemate. This is crazy. It seems like this shouldn't be happening. But it sounds like you've talked to the Tampa Bay Times, and you said the TV station's been out there. Hopefully you make some progress. We'd like to check back with you maybe if you could send us an email and let us know how things are going.
That's why I said, if you send me an email like that, I can send you some of the picture video I have.
Yeah, we'd love to see that.
That you see, they are the one who's blocking my road. They just park the car there so nobody can get in and nobody can get out. And if you ask them, they said, you never done that. I videotape it.
Yeah, we need to see the videotape, so we'll send you something. But thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate what you're doing. It sounds like you love those birds, and they're lucky to have you.
We'll be in touch.
You know, one of the reasons is I said many of them, they're going to get extinct. And your kids, your grandkids, not going to see them. That's why I try to give them whatever I have.
Well, we want to offer whatever help we can, and you keep up your good work, Magic.
Can't understand a word.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank
sure,
you.
Anytime.
And for what
anytime.
You do. The Magic Man.
I have his email number if you want
the
me
Magic
to give
Man.
It to you.
To understand. He's a Magic Man.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Oh, man.
I owe him an email,
Magic.
I guess. Forgot I was supposed to email him.
The Magic Man.
He's got a GoFundMe right now.
He does?
Yeah. He did not start it, but someone else started it to support Magic at the Zaxi Bird Sanctuary. They only want $5,000, and it's only at $43.13 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only at what?
$43.13 out of $5,000.
$4,313. Man, that sucks. I might have to make a donation.
Seems like a nice guy.
Maz says he was at a funeral home, but he's back now.
What's he doing at a funeral home?
I was just going to say, who died? I hope it's... Gee, it can't be good.
So are you supposed to call him?
Yeah, if you want to call him. I got to talk about Tad Klimek because hopefully all these crazy times have not caused you great financial distress, but for many it has. Some people that were on the edge now have to think about options, and sometimes it's options that aren't great, but that's why you need to talk to people like Tad Klimek. Tad practices exclusively in Chapter 7, Fresh Starts, and Chapter 13, Restructuring. It's a solo practice. You'll talk to Tad, not a paralegal who doesn't know what's going on. Consultations are free, and there's no physical hearings right now. Everything's done via phone and video, so you have nothing to lose. I mean, this is just an option that people do have, and Tad Klimek is a guy we know. He listens to the show. You can talk to him in drops. You can even have a laugh or two while you discuss a difficult topic. You'll never need to leave the house either. So in today's climate, it's more important than ever to call Tad Klimek. Go to klimeklawoffice.com. That's K-L-I-M-M-E-K, lawoffice.com. It's Tad answering the questions. No fees, hidden fees, or costs. Please, if you're feeling the pressure, visit klimeklawoffice.com. K-L-I-M-M-E-K. Take advantage now. Know your options before you have none. Same thing with Luke Nowacki.
Yeah.
You're trying to plan a financial future, or maybe you're trying to avoid planning one, but you know you should. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. He wants to help you, whether it's with a 401k, a 529, putting the kids through college, you're figuring all that business out. Or maybe it's just a crazy economy. You got an election coming up. You want to maybe plan ahead instead of just hoping it all works out. Again, Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offer Reliance on Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separate owned other energy general marketing and product services reference here. Our independent Reliance Associates Incorporated.
Yeah.
Email Luke at lnowacki at pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. He's a big help. Maz!
Hey, Drew.
How you doing?
I'm recovering.
How's Jeter?
He's fine now. He's cleaned up. Got his water intake.
Wow.
He hasn't eaten yet though. But he's back to barking. I think he's fine.
Does anyone know where? Start at the beginning. When did you figure out Jeter was gone? How did he get out and all that?
Grandma was watching him yesterday. We went and visited some family, friends up in Howell. So he was going to stay overnight. We were driving home. It was about 12:45. My mother-in-law calls us frantic. Look, I let Jeter out a few minutes ago. He's disappeared. Kathy is trying to talk her. Bob, relax. He always comes back. You know, he's only like a house away.
Wait, isn't
we're on our way?
Isn't
we'll
the yard
15 minutes?
Maz, isn't the yard is the yard enclosed?
Of course, yes.
Okay, then he couldn't have gotten away, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
he found his way out.
And, okay.
My mother-in-law just doesn't get around. Great. She's, you know, uses a walker when she's outside. She's you know, she's limping around. She's doing her best. She's out there. She's crying her eyes out. We get
there.
Oh, no. It was horrible. My daughters were already in panic mode. We pull up. We decide, all right, let's split up. You go this way, you drive this way. You take this car, you drive, you walk. And we couldn't find him. Yelling for him, calling for him. Still a couple
it's
people.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
Yep.
Canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that was it. So, oh, God. At 3:30, we started saying, that's it, man. We got to call it a night. 3:30 in the morning.
Oh.
So Kathy and her mom stay at their house, and with the door, they sleep with the door open. Not sleep. They're just, like, sitting there. They had the door open in case the guy would come back. I took the girls home, got them in bed, got them calmed down. You know, left the gate open in case the idiot wants to come back home. And, you know, 4:30, everyone fell asleep. I got a call this morning at 7 o'clock from Kathy. Hey, someone found Jeter. Someone found Jeter, 7 in the morning.
Ooh. Where was he?
That is a long story, but quite well told.
With our friend, our neighbor, Mariana, up the street. She had just left her house at 7 in the morning to go out for a
Mariana little Rivera? Outside.
Yeah, her. Yeah, exactly. Mariana. Exactly.
Did she find him with Posada?
Yeah, she closed. Yeah, but if Posada was out, he never would have got out, right? Anyway, the dummy found his way home. 2.5 miles, and who knows how he did it, but
wait.
He found his way from Grandma's to our house.
He was 2.5 miles away?
Yeah.
Wait, from Grandma's? Oh, so Jeter was at Grandma's house, not your
Jeter
house.
Jeter was at Grandma's house. That's the ball.
And so the second she let him out, he's like, I just got to get home. And so he
loves Grandma.
Doesn't sound like it.
Anyway,
but that's like
a 7-hour trek, and he made it home.
That is amazing, though, that he actually, where's the neighbor live that called you? How far away is she from your house?
Up the street.
Just up the street.
Maybe a block away.
So he was looking. He didn't find home. He was looking for home.
Yeah. No. Jeter was already by then 3 houses from my house.
Run in and go see Papa. Let him go.
He saw him.
Wow. That's amazing.
He was already home. Who knows? He might have been there for an hour, 2 hours, just waiting for someone to let him in. Who knows?
See, if I was at your grandma's house, I don't think I could find your house in that long.
No.
But Jeter did.
It's not easy, Drew. I mean, it's not a straight shot by any means. It's nowhere. It's crazy. I don't know how he did it.
Maybe he took an Uber.
If I had my GPS, I'm not sure I could find it in that long.
I would love to have seen his adventure. I wish I had, like, on his collar.
No, a dog cam does sound like fun in an instance
Hardbound
like that.
Hardbound 3, Mazaway edition. I did see that Jeter Mazaway's his reveal, the Christmas of 2014, is on YouTube. So in honor of him finding his way home, we can see what it was like when the kids first met Jeter.
Well, let's see that. Let's take a look at that.
That's a nice pad.
Yeah.
No. Open the box.
Oh, my God!
No. No!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, man. Look at the love for that dog.
They either got a dog or they're being massacred.
He's got a dog!
Oh, they're so pumped. So, Maz, they must have been absolutely crushed last night.
Oh, Drew, it's the worst feeling for a...
Oh, trust me, I know.
It's the worst feeling for a parent to see what that was. And my mother-in-law, I felt worse for her because she will never... She said it today, I would never be able to face the girls again. I mean, she felt...
Hi, Grandma!
Oh, it wasn't Grandma's fault.
No, I told her that a million times. The guy wanted to get out, he got out. He found a hole, and he got out.
Yep, they'll do that. They don't always know what's best for them. So, who was the most upset?
Abby.
Abby was?
Yeah. Abby's the tightest.
Abby!
Was Grandma competitive with Abby in terms of most upset?
Grandma probably lost a couple of years off her life.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How upset was Kathy?
Very.
Who's more upset, you or Kathy?
I was more upset secretly for my whole family. You know, I couldn't face him. I couldn't look at him anymore like that.
Well, you didn't let the dog out.
Fault. I know. Well, but they were heartbroken, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Are you gonna let the dogs out? Are you gonna punish the dogs
out? I was already thinking, what am I gonna do? Do I get him another dog? I mean, I already had him dead and buried.
Oh man.
Yeah, I didn't think anyone was gonna return him. I mean, he has his name on his collar and the phone number, but
yeah, you would think somebody would have.
But he might have lost the freaking. He might have lost his collar, maybe.
You never know. So, did you find out where he squeaked through the yard?
We think so.
Has it been repaired?
Yeah, it's getting repaired.
It's getting repaired, or it's been repaired? Right.
Well, it's at Grandma's house. He's here now, so he's not going anywhere.
So Grandma repaired it?
Yeah, I have Grandma down.
Yeah, get her out there right now and fix the damn thing, Grandma.
Yeah, start digging some new post holes.
I don't want to hear about your walker. I don't hear about your crap. Absolutely. Fix it.
That's all. Just fix the damn fence. Just like Whitmer. Fix the damn road. Same thing.
We will eliminate part of your phone plan if you don't get out there
right now. That 1%. That 0.003%.
Okay, Maz, what's going on with the Tigers?
Oh, God, Drew, I don't know. You know what? I did put in for credentials, by the way. I'm just not sure of what they're going to do. I put in for my COVID credentials.
Well, you're on the podcast today, so you can use Drew and my credentials.
Credentials for what? They're not going to have any games.
In case they have a season. I just wanted to at least go down and watch a few games.
Or for BP. Can't you go down and watch BP? Yeah. There's photographers down there.
Yeah, well, you can go for the workouts and stuff. You know what gave me the idea? I saw Woody Woodruff's pass on Instagram. I'm like, oh, I got to get one of those.
What about David Price now isn't going to play?
I know.
King Felix said he's opting out.
I got to get me one of those.
How about Brad Mills, the assistant manager for the Red Sox, too? He's bailing out. I mean, for the Indians. I mean, there's people bailing out left and right.
Well, it sounds like Trout is on the fence.
Yeah. You know what?
He's got a baby due. Yeah.
I don't see this season happening. I just don't.
No. It's certainly not going to finish. It might start. Hopefully, it'll start for like 8 games.
Don't even bother. I say just
how ridiculous
would
that be?
Let it go until football season. I think all the sports.
Football's not going to happen either.
If it don't happen, it don't happen. But I'm just saying, let it go. Just let it go.
What is the chance? It seems like college football would have already packed it in.
No way, Drew.
No,
no way.
Still, too much money, right?
Well, there's time.
You can't even get them on campus, these kids. How are you going
to
do it?
I know. That seems to be the big secret right now is that people are able to negotiate tuition.
Yeah.
So
you can negotiate anything right now. Just like I always said, you can always negotiate. Now you really can.
Hey, Mom, call Tom.
That's it, baby. Bring it back.
Okay. So what about the NBA?
NBA seems to be, doing it. Orlando, they're putting the practice floors are already out. They look pretty cool. But they're, half the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets aren't even going to be there. Not that they're going to win a championship, but half their team is out. I just don't see how they're going to do
this. Where are the Nets? Where are their players? They got COVID?
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets have 7 players that are either COVID or injured or not going to play. Decided not to play.
Well, I saw today they were talking about the Sacramento Kings. I thought they were saying a bunch of them had COVID.
Yeah, and they're terrible anyway. They're not going to make the championship, but I don't get it, man. I just don't see how they're going to do it.
And the Bucks shut down, too, and that's one of the favorites right there. So.
That's right. They're the best in the East.
Yeah. If Giannis gets, say he gets COVID, what's the point of that team playing anyway?
No, there's no chance.
They're not in a bubble, right?
Orlando,
they are supposed to be in a bubble.
They got to get there first. You got to get them there.
Because I was reading players, and by the way, a couple
25 of the 351 players have tested positive.
I was reading about a couple players who I don't even think they were anonymous, who were saying there's going to be people who are outside the bubble. There's no way you can enforce that.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Good luck. Well,
then they talked about putting the second bubble in for the teams that didn't make it, like the Pistons. Did you hear about that in Chicago?
Wait, what?
Why?
They talked so they could work out and train and. So the teams that didn't make it, they were going to make a second bubble. That was the
word.
It was
going to be like an NIT bracket.
Exactly.
Really?
A consolation bracket, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good luck.
Now, what about Tanaka, Maz? What's his condition? He was hit by a line drive at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that thing came at him. That came from Stanton's bat, like 112 miles an hour right back in his face.
Is he okay?
Supposedly he's okay. But supposedly he's okay. But how the hell did he recover from that right away? Jesus.
And then what about this Penn State guard that's leaving because of a racist coach?
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
Who's racist? James Franklin?
The head coach is a racist, I guess.
Basketball.
Yeah, oh, basketball. Basketball. I don't know. What did the coach do? He had a noose or something, or made a joke about a noose?
Yeah,
some Jimmy John's employees were joking around about a noose, too.
Yeah.
How many more statues are they going to pull down?
How many what?
How many more statues are they going to pull down?
All of them.
Unbelievable, man.
So what are the
players... statue are they most upset about that they pull down, Tom?
I don't know. I really haven't figured it out. I don't really give a shit.
Well, honestly, when I was thinking about, you know, when they were pulling down the statues of, you know, the owners of... what is it, the Redskins, and then another owner, or some previous guy maybe in Minnesota or something like that. I thought it was only a matter of time before they bring Ty Cobb down.
Ty Cobb is coming down.
A lot of his racism is built on a myth, though.
What about the Yankees' Monument Yard? Are those coming down?
Yeah, they should.
No way. No racist over the Yankees.
Hey, well, Gehrig and Ruth played when there were no black people allowed in the league, so they're racist.
Put a lot of extra space there.
Right. I forgot about that.
A-Rod can put more stands for A-Rod stuff in there.
That's right.
Just make it a thing for A-Rod.
You know how pissed I am for the Redskins. You know how pissed I am.
Why?
I just am.
Are they going to change the name?
Yeah, they're going to change it.
Yeah, you think so?
Because I heard today three minority owners want to sell their shares, and they don't want to
be with Daniel Snyder. So who knows?
Well,
maybe they're the ones that want to change the name. He don't.
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah.
The Indians, are they changing their name?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want them to change their name, but I kind of like that Cleveland Spiders from back in the day.
I think they should be the Cleveland Indigenous Peoples.
Oh, the Indigenous.
They can kind of keep the first three letters.
Just be the skins, and you put the W in a circle with the feather on it.
Why would Indigenous Peoples not be insulting?
Because that's the proper term. I mean, they're not Indian. Isn't the proper term? It's a mislead.
Could they be the Cleveland Native Americans?
I just like indigenous people because it's IND.
Isn't it still appropriation either way?
I personally feel that they should be the buttholes because...
Cleveland is perceived to be the butthole of the world sometime, right?
The Cleveland buttholes.
But I think the Washington Redskins, there's a lot of people talking about being the Red Tails, you know, honoring the Tuskegee Airmen, or the Generals, because the Harlem Globetrotters have really offered them the naming rights.
I know what they should be. They should be the Bullets.
I love the bring back the Bullets.
Yeah.
You know that.
Remember that name was changed because wasn't there a high murder rate?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Washington, in D.C. Yeah.
That was a cool name, though.
It was
cool
a
logo, too.
I always liked it. There's always a name. There's always something. But now, what about Florida State? Don't they have to change their name?
The Seminole Tribe's cool with it, though.
Hey, the Braves said they're not changing.
Is the Tomahawk Chop going to be banned?
It'll probably be banned.
What about the Chippewas?
I don't know. They've hung tough. The Hurons changed the Eagles, right?
Yeah, even though the Huron tribe was totally fine with the nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Elric really wanted it to be the Emus, too.
Yeah, I think there's a difference, though, between a name after a tribe versus, say, the Redskins. Especially when you know the history of George, what's his name, Howard Marshall?
Yeah, George Wilson Howard III.
Well, what about the Yale Elis?
The Bulldogs?
Oh, yeah. The Yale Eli.
Yeah, they're named after Eli Hugh, whatever his name is, Yale, who was a slave trader.
Well, they're the Bulldogs, right? But they use Eli's, though.
They call them Eli's.
I love lesbians.
Yale should have to change your name, Maz.
I say go for it, man. Get those Eli's out of there.
I know. Why are they escaping all this scrutiny?
I just hate that the Redskins got to change their name. I'm sorry. I hate it. I know I'm behind the times. I get it.
Have you discussed this on the rap with Maz?
No, not yet. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe they should change it to can they change it to a derogatory name for Syrians?
I'd love it. Call them camel cock. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that'd go over well.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Tom's not a fan.
I don't care. I just don't care. I used to argue with Rico Beard all the time about this. Rico is... What about the Caucasians?
Little historical difference, but yeah.
Whatever.
I think that'd be cool if there's a Caucasians team.
I'm going to be offended. I'm going to demand to be changed. Appropriation.
How about the Washington Americans? For the Native Americans.
American.
It's kind of bland, but I don't have a problem with it. You know how much money
the Nationals were bland when they went from the Expos to the Washington Nationals. I kind of thought that was boring, especially because the Expos were kind of cool.
USFL had the Washington.
Yeah,
Maz, no, you've been on the inside of many radio stations around town. Some people are saying big changes are coming at 97.1 Sports Radio. Have you heard anything about this?
I heard. I think Rob Parker might have stirred the pot over there a little bit. They might hire themselves some people of color. Maybe Clarence Black will get a gig there.
Shouldn't they?
Maybe you know something.
Shouldn't they have a female host?
Oh yeah, you gotta have a female host. My bad.
The Fabulous Sports Babe. What's she doing? Is she around?
They've already switched up some of their promos. It's just kind of a little goofier than it used to be. 97.1.
In the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a female voice.
Yeah.
This is a really weird promo, a really long one, too, that they threw out this morning. So.
And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
Dickie the Punchline Donkey on Cool
97.1.
Cool Weekend.
On the radio.
In the
morning.
FM.
Cool.
Cool Weekend.
In the morning.
On 97.1.
I gotta tell you, they're really missing out by not using those for real on that station.
Those are sweet.
If they had a sense of humor, they would use those.
I swear, radio.
Cool Weekends in the Morning. What is that?
I love the old jingle.
Radio used to have so much better production value. Oh my God, there was so much production.
97.1.
Cool Weekends.
FM.
I always got fired up. They had a weather loop where they would have a jingle at the front, and you had like 20 seconds to do the weather, and then a jingle would hit. And if you were late,
that'd be
talking
fun.
To that jingle, so it was exciting every time.
That'd be so much fun.
That is cool. So cool. Hey, I listened to the top 700 on the 70s of on 7 this week.
On the radio.
The top 700 of the 70s.
Yep. That was their weekend programming.
Where did Listen to What the Man Says come in?
Oh, in the 200s, Drew.
Was
in
it?
The 200s.
That's not right. That's wrong. That's crazy. Should have been higher.
The highest Beatle was number 3.
Sounds like a great one.
My Sweet Lord?
Hey Jude. Oh,
wait. Oh, Hey Jude was in the 70s?
Sounds like a great one.
Wait.
Number 3.
I thought you said the 70s.
It is.
Hey Jude was in 68.
Tom's making stuff up now.
Let it be, Drew. Let it be was
1970. So that's possible.
Came in at number 3.
What about Uncle Albert?
That was high. It was in like the 500s. My favorite, of course, The Long and Winding Road. That finished like a 200 or 180 or something.
Nobody cares.
What about Silly Love Songs? Was a big hit. It's not my favorite song, but it was a big hit.
That hit like in that was in the hundreds as well. Guess what the number 1 song was
of the entire 70s?
Yes. This is voted now.
Okay, and this
voted by the public.
Oh, voted. Oh, that's voted. Scary.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven?
No, that's not on the... That
okay, it's got to... Does it have to be a... It has to be a hit, right?
Is it a disco
it
song?
A hit.
Is it disco?
No. Disco only hit in the hundreds. All by Bee Gees were in the hundreds.
Oh, my...
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. The number 1 song of the 70s by vote. What songs do people know now?
Is it like a Simon Garfunkel? Is it?
No. Bridge Over Troubled Waters came at number 4, I think.
I was going to say, I knew that would be really high because it beat out Let It Be for the Grammy Song of the Year.
I'll give you a hint. There are 2 Eagles in the top 10. There are two. Queen. Two Queens.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody's got to be number 1.
Number 1.
Okay, the Eagles would be, let's see, is it Take It Easy?
Yep, that was a higher one. That was like 10.
Okay, and Take It to the Limit? Take It to the Limit?
A longer song. Longer.
Longer song. What?
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
Hotel California?
Yes, Hotel California.
Okay.
Tom, I was watching a documentary over the weekend, and it made me think of you because it was on David Foster. And as I was watching, I'm like, I know all these songs are supposed to be good, but I just don't like any of them. Are you a big David Foster-produced song kind of guy?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He did marry, didn't he marry that hot babe?
Catherine McPhee. Yeah.
She's half his age.
I know. She is beautiful.
Did you ever like the song Wildflower? Wasn't that was a 70s one. Was that on the list?
Wildflower. Yeah.
Wildflower?
Yeah, they
by
played
Chicago?
That one. By Skylark. That was like a band of his. Then he
oh,
did,
yes. That's right.
Yeah, and then
I
he.
I remember that song.
He did.
My God. Chicago kicks ass.
Skylark.
Well, After the Love Is Gone, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah, that was a big
I
hit.
I like that one.
That was a big
very
hit.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, it's all soft. It's all soft and sappy.
Hard to Say I'm Sorry by Chicago.
Oh, I love that. That reminds me of the Karate Kid for some reason.
No horns. No because, horns whatsoever.
That's funny you said, because didn't he have...
You're the Inspiration was a huge hit. That's a terrible song.
Peter Cetera.
Yikes. Peter Cetera.
He also is the guy that really made Celine big, and he made
Amy Grant, right? He did a. I don't know if I'm pretty sure he did a duet album with Amy Grant, and that made her kind of big. And then she had baby.
Well, they talked about it went from Celine Dion to Josh Groban to Michael Bublé. To Andrea Bocelli, and I'm like, oh, these are all awful.
Beautiful,
yeah, really?
Beautiful. Yeah.
How about, are you a fan of Tears Are Not Enough? Is that a good one?
Tears Are Not Enough. I'm not familiar with that.
we got to play that part, but still.
It's terrible. It's the Canadian We Are the World.
I had no idea that that thing even existed.
You know that existed.
That there was a Canadian We Are the World because...
I remember it. I do remember it. Because we played it at WROV.
And David Foster...
I didn't even know that existed.
...presented himself as, you know, like a Quincy Jones super producer. So Quincy does We Are the World. And the way the story's told, and Quincy just called him and said, hey, you should do a Canadian version. But I have a feeling Foster's like, what the fuck does he get to do that? Probably bitching about it more. And so then he does this one called Tears Are Not Enough. And the lineup on there is just laughable, some of these bands.
Well, when you're limited to Canada, it's pretty limiting. I'm shocked you got Neil Young.
It opened with Gordon Lightfoot. Then Burton Cummings.
Yeah, the Guess Who.
Oh, who's Burton Cummings? He's the lead singer for who?
Guess who?
Okay.
And the Guess Who spawned BTO, right? Because Bachman Turner... Wasn't Randy Bachman in the Guess Who?
Oh, so, yeah.
I think.
Then Ann Murray was in it. Brian Adams. Corey Hart, Mike Reno from Loverboy.
If I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
It's a pretty cool song, Tom. I think you'd like it.
So Casey Kasem also had his 50-year anniversary on July 4th.
I saw that.
The first AT-40.
What was the first number one?
ATM, ass to mouth?
Not AT, no.
What was the first number one on AT-40?
I'm trying to remember it because it beat out The Love You Save by the Jackson 5, which I was pissed.
How pissed were you, Maz?
Fuck it.
I was very pissed. Hey, American Pie.
What the fuck am I doing?
American Pie came in at like number two or three.
What the fuck is this?
That was a big one. It was a very big song. I mean, it was number one for a long, long time. I remember listening to the countdown. It was on Sunday mornings in Chicago.
That was great.
Sunday morning, like maybe 9 to noon or something.
I still listen to it, on the Sirius 70. Every weekend.
Now, what week were they on last time you listened? I'm just curious. What year and week?
Well, they did the 50-year anniversary. So they did July 4th, 1970, was the first ever, American Top 40.
What else is in the top 10 or so?
Beatles, Long and Winding Road.
Yeah.
That hit. Trying to think what other one.
It was their last number one.
Top 10. I know. What band goes out like that, huh?
They went out with three number ones. Let It Be, Long and Winding Road, Get Back.
Amazing.
Bloop. All right, Maz, I'm so glad Jeter's back.
Thank God, man.
And what's next on the wrap with Maz?
Tomorrow we'll talk about who's playing baseball, who's not. And obviously I'll bitch
Bullshit.
About the Redskins name and go from there.
Okay. You have a guest planned?
No guest tomorrow.
Dan Dickerson.
Dan Dickerson's available.
Damn it.
Okay.
Rob would be a really good guest now.
Yeah. Some people are saying Rico Beard might be the new host on 97.1.
Bullshit.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Rico.
I mean, maybe you might want to have him as a guest.
Yeah, maybe.
Pop off. Get him a pop off.
What an icy response.
Maybe Ryan and Rico could come back.
Maybe. I don't know. They're not spilling the beans. They're not saying
we'll
what's
see
going
what
on. All right, man.
Maybe Rob Parker will get a job there.
Well, he has a national.
He's on 400 stations.
Yeah, he's got the Odd Couple.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be a part of it.
All right. He could come back with Stoney. Yeah, bring the Odd Couple back. All right, Maz, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Say hi to Cheater for me.
Bye, Dan.
Or kill me or something like that. You got to be careful with dogs. Do they seem happy or do they seem agitated?
I was disheveled.
Go pet that dog, but if they seem agitated.
Oh, what a great song.
Mother effer.
Petting a dog is so much fun. It's a good activity.
That's bullshit.
Interacting with a nice little doggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell, Sam.
I have to say today I wasn't really upset or feel strongly one way or the other. I like Charlie Daniels. He was okay. He wasn't really my style of music, but he died.
All I knew is the devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah, he had a song that I remember very well, probably from Casey's Top 40, because Uneasy Rider was played on the radio like crazy. And it was a style, it was a story, and I thought he did that sort of thing really well. There are only a few people that can do that. Jim Stafford, didn't he do the Wildwood Flower? And
I've never heard of that guy.
Play Uneasy Rider by Charlie Daniels. You might recognize it. It was a pretty big hit. It was number 9. In 73. Still in Saigon.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go.
Yeah!
Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight.
My first thought is, wow, that sounds like Ray Stevens.
There's a little Ray Stevens in there.
F.O.
I went as far as I could and wanted to stop the car in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop.
Maybe it reminds me of Signs a little bit.
Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat. Would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so.
Great story, Grandpa.
He said, "Now, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?"
Yeah.
Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door.
I'm not sure
the
this story have an end?
Just when I thought like the boy, I'd get out of there with Sue.
Yeah, it's a certain style, which he did well. Long haired country boy was a hit. South's gonna do it again, and then of course Devil Went Down to Georgia was his biggest hit. That won a Grammy. And was
I'll play his alternate better version after the show today.
And then In America from 1980. That song's gotten a lot of play because he's kind of a patriot kind of guy. The Legend of Woolly Swamp still in Saigon, which was a I think that's for the vets. For the veterans, who he was tweeting a lot about. He was tweeting a lot of support for police and veterans, I mean, up to the day he died. And so today, because I think he was a Trumper, you know,
I saw this.
Why do people have to do this?
Oh, I don't
truly
know.
A piece of shit. Glad he's gone. He sang about wanting to do a lynching. Fuck him. He sang about wanting to do a lynching? Really? I don't think so. Brainwashed by Fox News. I mean, all these horrible, horrible things. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people? If R. Kelly died today, I think I'd just want to kind of maybe talk about another day.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not how it works anymore.
I mean, it is just like, you're either on my team or I hate you. And you're all the way on my team or I hate you.
Yep.
And it goes both ways. You know, one of the stories, and Charlie Daniels dead at 83.
What a great eulogy.
A fan of he was a big Vols fan, a well-known Vols
shiny
fan.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
Gone too soon. And he was a proud NRA member. So he was a patriot. He's a Southern
boy.
We
know the story.
I know the story.
The story this weekend that I thought really just says everything about, it just had it all for me, was this ridiculous story about Kellyanne Conway's 15-year-old daughter, who is doing TikToks and tweeting about she hates Trump. And so a New York Times writer starts sharing these, retweeting and sharing.
Yeah, I saw them last week, so they've been out there. They've been out or about.
But, I mean, why would you share a 15-year-old's tweet? It's just dumb.
Well, I mean, I think we know why.
Yeah, because she works for Trump. So wow. It's like, ha ha.
Well, plus George Conway has been very anti-Trump.
Right. No, here we have idiotic parents who one works for a person, the other one criticizes the person endlessly.
Sure.
And back and forth. And why you would ever do that when you're married to someone, I have no idea. Either she should quit the job or he should shut up. But apparently neither one of those things is going to happen. So the kid, not only is she tweeting anti-Trump stuff, so I guess if her mom loses her job, but she's ready to lose her phone and her car she gets next year and all that stuff, does the kid really know what she's doing?
Well, what do you mean? You don't think she
knows what
she's
saying? I don't
think
she's doing anything too different than a lot of other 15-year-old kids.
No, but her mother, her income comes from that job. So, I mean, I don't think if you had a 15-year-old, you wouldn't want them saying how shitty our show was. I mean, that wouldn't be cool.
No.
I wouldn't like it.
No,
I
want you to take her phone away.
Well, Annie doesn't really like the show.
So,
based on that one tweet.
Annie. So she...
She's on record.
So anyway, of course... The parents take the phone away, and then somehow she's getting out tweets saying that they're removing her freedom of speech. 15-year-old thinks she has the right to have a phone she didn't pay for to get her freedom of speech out.
Well, maybe dad paid for it, huh?
Yeah, I don't think so.
George makes a lot of money, too.
Did you see the little video with Kellyanne and the daughter? You want to play that?
Oh, I didn't see the one with that. No, I saw the one.
Yeah, Kellyanne's turning the TikTok off. And the kid is, of course, not happy about it. And the kid has all kinds of stuff. The ACAB, all cops are bastards. And, you know, she loves it all. So journalists are writers. I mean, real, like, adult people are trying to reach this 15-year-old to interview her. And Kellyanne apparently got on the bandwagon late and said that she does not consent to any journalists communicating with any of her minor children. So I don't know where that's gone or what's happened. But
you can get back to it. Turn it off. Hi. Turn it off now, baby.
No, I'm not okay. Thanks, guys, though. Also, she keeps insulting my mental health. I'm just like, this is just... I'm just showing everyone the truth. Like, you're literally not letting me use my freedom of speech.
How do you use your freedom of speech? My daddy just wants you to shut it all down because not everybody's following you as well-meaning.
Okay, Anne?
Hi there.
Stop trying to
support your beliefs. This many people have nothing to do? That is amazing. It's so nice out.
Such a mom.
Oh, my God. Mine. What are you doing?
Go home to mommy.
Great. That's just great. So, yeah, we have the... then she tweets at her...
Dad is God.
She tweets at her parents... her parents, George Conway and Kellyanne Conway. You're just mad I'm finally getting my voice heard. Sorry your marriage failed. So she's taunting her parents on Twitter.
Nice parents. Family.
Great family. And that little conversation between Kellyanne and the kid, I can just tell, I'm so glad that's not my kid.
You can't follow her. She blocked all her tweets.
But, I mean, isn't it really? I mean, there's so many things wrong here. One of which is this New York Times writer sharing her videos and retweeting her. I mean, isn't that kind of stupid? She's 15.
Yeah. No, I don't know why 15-year-olds are on social media at all.
I don't either. But all the clicks. Of course, the clicks. Yeah. The clicks. The clicks. If these platforms had to give up all the clicks they get from people 17 and under, that would cost them billions of dollars, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I assume it would.
Yeah.
And nobody would know who has the most likes. And nobody would know who's the hottest on Instagram from all their pictures. So, yeah, I guess we'd lose a lot. But I just thought there's so much in that story that just says so much about just how fucked up things are.
Maybe
right now.
Maybe she went in and wanted to lay a couple of guys, and it got out of hand. I don't know, you know. It happens.
Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah, Jaden Smith. Oh, what's going on with the 27-year-old singer who put his album out and decided it'd be a good time to reveal that he was having an affair with Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith? Will was cool with it.
They just denied it. Yeah,
I guess she was going to say thing. She was supposedly was going to address it further, but one of her kids, I think, were tweeting about it, something cryptic.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
with Jaden or Willow?
I think I don't remember. Did you see anything about that, Brandon?
You know, I didn't. I didn't see much after the initial story because I just thought that this was something that was kind of understood. Like, I thought we've always known that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith like to remain married, stay married, help raise their kids, but they like to boink other people.
Yeah. No, I thought that, too. But when they reacted the way they did, which was absolutely not, this is bullshit, there were people who were saying that, oh, he's just trying to sell an album. You know, he just made it up.
Yeah, she tweeted, there's some healing that needs to happen. So I'm bringing myself to the Red Table, which is her show.
She can promote her show, too.
Yeah, I think that's on, is that on Facebook? Never has a show gotten more promotion that nobody watches. Besides maybe Suits.
I wonder who does watch that show.
That's a great question.
Because they honestly,
one watches it. Nobody watches a show on Facebook.
I wouldn't think so. But they had another one of the dumbest fucking stories that was promoted everywhere. She had on what are the two Jenner brats?
Kylie and Kendall.
One of them was friends with some girl who supposedly made out with.
Oh, I remember
with
that.
Chloe's baby daddy.
Yeah.
And so they had the girl on that made out with to tell her side of the story.
This is interesting. You go to her, like the Red Table Talk thing, and it's got 15 million views one episode, and another one has 11 million views, and then other ones are like 444,000, 300,000, 258,000. But I don't even know if I believe that, those numbers.
Well, they get they get national attention all the time. I mean, they can do almost anything, and they'll get a lot of publicity. This one will probably have millions of 15 million. I don't know if I believe that.
That's the episode where Jada and Will had their first one-on-one conversation.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe 15 million people. No. I don't think so. Maybe it's something possible.
Drew, I don't believe it either. I'm sure it was riveting, though.
Hey, Brandon, could you pull TMZ they caught up with Brian Austin Green.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was dating Courtney Stodden.
Yeah, she tricked him.
That skank. And apparently he was having lunch with some other girl.
Yeah.
And so Courtney Stodden was very jealous, and she quickly put out this Instagram of her and Brian in a hot tub together, which was a couple days earlier. Yeah. So Brian was angry because... Yeah, she was trying to screw up his thing with this other girl. Anyway,
hey, Brian
Austin Green just cracks me up. It's like, I never talked to you guys, but you're being really nice, so I'll talk to you.
But I need some attention right now.
Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, so what's going on with this new Australian model, Tina?
Geez.
Are you guys dating?
No.
Friends?
It's a long story.
Is it really?
Hey, can I ask you another
story?
Question?
Yeah.
The bizarre video that Courtney Stodden just put up on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Like the day after you were on the date with Tina.
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
He's so tortured by this.
I don't normally talk to you guys. But
you know the story
for some reason.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll keep my distance too.
Thank you for being respectful. I appreciate it. So Tina
Tina's really cool. I literally just met her that day at her restaurant on the sidewalk, like when the pictures were taken and all of that.
And I want to bang her.
And people wrote that, you know, they're dating and there's something going on. Super, super nice woman.
What the hell happened that night?
Courtney, super nice, but disappointing. You know, I was just trying to be a nice guy, and I shot a video for her friend Ashley saying hello, and that was a month plus ago. That was back when the pictures of her and I came out.
But they're gonna make some music together.
The fact that she decided to post that the day that Tina and I had lunch, knowing that it would create problems for Tina and myself.
Sounds like some cock blocking. He's accusing her of cock blocking.
So it was a little disappointing, but I don't want to bash Courtney because I think
because I'm really soft.
I don't bash people at all. I think she's a nice person. I just think she's making some bad choices. So
well, that definitely
that clears up nothing.
Sorts things out for us.
Thanks for wasting our time.
My name's Clint.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers. I love your car, by the way. Super cool. Bring back station wagons.
Yeah. Kissing his ass.
Cheers, buddy. Bye, bye.
Take care.
Interesting that
Ryan Austin-Green just said.
I don't know. You know, it happened.
Well, let's see what this video is. I haven't seen the video.
It's him saying hi, Ashley. He's with Courtney Stodden in a hot tub. I think
she's really
saying sorry for you.
Hey, Ashley. Here's
902. Ashley, hello. How are you?
I've never seen him. I don't know who this is.
He's saying sorry for you.
Yeah. Oh, so he did a personalized cameo for her.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I want you two to kiss
you
each other.
Way more into that cameo than the ones he usually does.
Are you surprised that he shops for himself?
No, not at all.
No?
Why wouldn't he shop for himself?
He doesn't have billions of dollars.
Married to a movie star. But no, the fact that he's on Cameo tells me that he would probably shop for himself. But I guess...
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of ways you can look at this.
I think most people would. Most celebrities.
Most celebrities shop for themselves?
I don't think they would unless they're like AAA listers.
No, there's a lot of them that just don't want to be bothered.
I mean, we've seen a ton of them in stars. They're just like us.
Yeah.
True. No, and that's why we like them. They're just like us. But the fact that this guy was on this dumb fucking show 25 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and yet still attracts this kind of attention because he had lunch with some girl and some other girl.
Wow,
isn't that amazing?
Megan Fox sat on that weirdo. What's his name?
Machine Gun Kelly.
And that's why. That's the only reason anybody gives a shit.
But does anyone give a shit about Megan Fox anymore?
Eh. She's hot, so people look at her when there's a story about her.
I don't know what she's done.
She must bring clicks.
Really long
I thought
time.
She was sort of persona not so grata because she's difficult.
Oh, maybe. She's not
the Michael Bay stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the kiss of death.
I know, but it's really the only like dramatic thing going on in TMZ world right now.
I suppose. No, I mean, I watched it. I was amused. So.
Well, we're amused by him because of his cameo stuff.
No, does he have any new cameos? Please tell me.
I just looked.
He's been unavailable for a while.
There's
a few new ones, but nothing too too revealing.
John Calipari just joined because, you know, he needs $200 a cameo.
Yeah.
John Calipari.
I can't believe that, yeah.
Wait, isn't he still coaching?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, not this year, but yeah, he's coaching. Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, is on here for $255.
Must need some dough.
And Steve Sachs.
Steve Sachs. Really?
Saxy probably needs the money.
Well,
there's a story about Baskin. The first day Carol Baskin was on there, $20,000 she made. $20,000.
That's just incredible.
That's sad. People want to buy cameos.
You know, I was listening to Howard the other day, and I could tell from the way they were talking about it, because Shuley was on, and I think somebody else was on. They are almost sick to their stomachs over how much money these whack pack guys are making doing cameos.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, Drew? The biggest thing that I think a lot of those staff members and why they get upset is they're not allowed to be on there. Howard does not let any of his staff be on Cameo, yet the whack pack isn't technically employee of Sirius or Howard. And so they go on there and they're making more money than the staff.
Wait, why can't they be on Cameo?
Howard will not allow it. That's why they just recently, one of their producers, Brent Hatley, he recently left the show. As soon as he left, now he's on Cameo. And the Whack Pack, though, they don't have to hold on to those rules because they're not employed by Sirius. They're not employed by Howard.
I guess I'm trying to figure out, why would Howard care if they're on Cameo?
Well, because
maybe
it
cheapens the brand.
Yeah, and he's got some guys on there that he probably wants to keep for himself, you know, like Richard and Sal and stuff like that. Those guys are really good at comedy, so he wants to be, that's their,
well,
his guys.
I don't think they're going to quit their day job over Cameo, are they?
They're saying that High Pitch Eric guy's making like 100K a year. That's more than his producers are making.
Is he still allowed on the show?
Oh, come on. His producers must make 100 grand.
I don't know. Read up into it. If you actually look,
Stern makes $90 million a year, and he doesn't pay his producers 100.
If you read into it, you'll learn that, yes, the big dogs, the Fred Norris, Robin Quivers, Gary Delabate from TMZ, all those guys are making the big, 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 big dollars.
Well, they got staff
when you look
of
at
50
the other,
people.
How many people did he have on staff? 65?
There's a ton of people. I mean, I'm not surprised if some people on lower rungs are making 80 grand, but I mean, I don't know. Would doing Cameo really hurt him?
Does he allow the people that are on Cameo to be on the show still?
Absolutely.
They make bits out of it, basically.
Yeah, no. Eric bought a brand new car, paid cash for it.
And then totaled it the same day he bought it. Yeah.
I know. Oh my God.
And he
the stories about
him. On it. He put cop lights on it.
He also has a badge. He shows cops when they pull him over. He sounds like
crazy.
A terrible driver. Why is he driving?
What's the badge say?
It says he's a sheriff or something. I don't know what it says.
He's an actor on Blue Bloods. You know, he got because of the Howard Stern show, he was able to get a small role on the Blue Bloods.
A regular role?
Yeah.
A regular role?
Ridiculous.
I don't know how often he shows up there. I mean, he's probably in a scene once in a great while, but he's considered a part of that staff. So they gave him a fake gun. They gave him a fake badge, and he drives around with that, with the lights on. That way he can get traffic out of his way. So he basically goes on the air and tells how he's impersonating an officer.
he used the red light to get through a big traffic thing. He got on the shoulder and drove all the way around traffic with the red light.
Maybe it's a big bit.
I don't think that's a bit. I think he did that, and I think he was doing it, and they told him to cut it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I heard one day. I don't know.
You talked to, when we were talking to Maz, you brought up baseball, you know. Did you see the schedule? They've released the schedule already?
That's what I thought he would talk about.
Yeah. They're opening on the road. Opening day is in Cincinnati, July 24th. So we're playing a National League team on July 24th for opening day. Well, pointless.
Do you think a lot of players are going to drop out before that starts?
Yeah.
And then
they come home July 27th against the Royals.
Because I forgot who I was talking to, but I was saying that over the weekend. Like, they got four guys that have dropped out. And like, oh, it's only four, though. That's just going to be those four and
well,
maybe
the question,
a couple more.
The question is how many minor leaguers will be brought up, allowed to play? I don't know. Are they using a 40-man roster?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, so then, I guess it is just five, so big deal.
Yeah, except when they're – the bigger the names, the bigger the impact, but –
But they're playing regionally, right, to lessen the spread of COVID because, flying to Cincinnati is going to be.
They're not playing in a bubble?
No, they're going to be playing.
I thought they're going to play in Florida. I thought everybody's going to play in Florida.
No. They're playing at home, yeah.
So that's why the Tigers haven't refunded me my tickets?
Well, you're not going to be able to go. They're not going to have crowds.
Well, why? Can someone explain to me why Chris Illich insists on going around partying everywhere with Mick Jagger with my money
because
when there's no way they're going to play
at home?
Just
stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
But this idea that...
I mean, honestly, isn't that incredibly stupid that Chris Illich needs my money more than I do?
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
I mean, we've known for, a month at least that they're not going to play one home game in front of fans. So why would they not just refund the entire
They don't want round? To. They don't have to. They don't want to.
I wonder if the Pistons fans have gotten their money back.
Probably not. No, because they might play in a bubble in Chicago.
But they wouldn't be playing in front of the fans.
Yeah, but we'll figure that out later.
And then the NHL is looking at, Toronto and Edmonton,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It's not going to work. The more the world goes around, the more just follow the money. That's really what decides everything.
100%.
Everything.
Always. But this is weird. So they're limiting it to regions, so the Tigers are going to play the Cardinals. Why is that any different than, say, if they flew to go play the Angels?
It's not. No, it's they're that they're more tired when they play the Angels and when they play the...
Okay, let's say they're going to go play, I don't know, the Tampa Bay Rays. So they're still getting on a plane and flying somewhere. Does it really matter what city they end up and play in?
I tell you what, it just sounds to me, the more this goes on, the more it seems like flying in planes is a really bad idea if you're trying to avoid coronavirus. I mean, if it's really big. Now, those guys probably won't be maimed by it, but, you know, I wouldn't think they'd want it. I mean, if they just don't want to get it at all.
It's a private plane. You know, they're not worried about them.
Well, no, but you're still, you still got, well, I guess you don't have to go to an airport. Eh, maybe it'll work out.
I'm sure it'll be
great. I'm still skeptical.
Who doesn't want a 60-season baseball?
I feel like you do, that they're going to actually have like a 16-game season and they're going, forget it.
Oh, this didn't work out. Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
The Brewers all have COVID.
Yeah. What if one team just has like 50 people out?
Call it the double-A team. Forget scabs.
Erie's going to be playing against the Reds.
That'd be awesome. And hey, that'd be kind of looking at like what you want to see with sports and your soccer, how kind you can drop out of a league and then drop off.
Relegation.
And
we know that great.
The Toledo Mudhens are playing the New York Yankees in the ALCS.
But all I ever hear about baseball is, you know, it's the numbers. The numbers are so important. That's what really drives the history of this league.
And you're going to have a season where there's 11 games. And, you know, guys like Miggy who are trying to get to milestones, I mean, look, he's going to lose a whole season.
Well, yeah, or young guys who, you know, they're going to lose a year of a lot of earning. Although, think if you became a free agent after this year. That's pretty sweet.
So, like, Miguel Cabrera is supposed to be paid $30 million. So, this year, he loses this year and only makes prorated.
Hey, so the Tigers might actually save money.
I mean, and Jordan Zimmerman, too, right? Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if his baby mama gets prorated, too.
I guarantee
he'll go back to court.
Could be. Well, you know.
Why wouldn't he go back to court to ask them to... lesson.
You know, I don't know how much you guys have read this, but I've been reading a lot of they're sort of, I think they're trying to draw sympathy. They're suggesting that nothing's getting made, so all these really good actors and stuff aren't making any money.
Yeah.
And Gabrielle Union, who just can't seem to find enough reasons to complain, says that black celebrities are just one or two paychecks from being broke. Well, why are black celebrities so close to being broke?
I didn't understand that. At all.
It was kind of confusing, but she seems to have a lot of issues.
As if you're an actor, you're guaranteed your next job anyway. You know, you don't know most actors.
Really.
You don't know when your next gig's coming.
Well, you know what? What's really hard is if you're one of those people who are kind of at the edge of being relevant, not relevant, and then some time goes by where you can't make anything. I mean, that has to hurt you, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bitch. So was it a really violent weekend, or was it just, did it just seem that way?
Violent how?
Well, there were some incredible amount of shootings in New York.
Oh, really?
And Detroit had quite a few shootings, too. Mm. In fact, there was a mom killed in a drive-by, and there was an 8-year-old girl killed in Atlanta, and the mayor of Atlanta.
She went off.
Yeah, she went off on all the violence in Atlanta.
She's not feeling well, too, because she just tested positive for COVID-19, so that's great.
She did?
Yeah.
The mayor of Atlanta?
Keisha Bottoms?
Yep.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yep. Yeah. But I know. I'm glad she went off on those idiots.
No, and New York has had a lot of violence. Their shootings and murders are up substantially from last year. And I know de Blasio said, New York's doing great. And we just got to get those numbers down. We got to fix that. But it sounded like it was bad. And I just wasn't sure why, because people aren't really out and about like normal. So you'd think there would be less crime, right?
Well, it's kind of like what they were saying with the numbers here in Detroit.
Detroit's had a lot of shootings this year.
Yeah, no, I know. But they like to say crime is down overall because robberies, those ones. But violent crime's up right now.
I wonder what that is.
I wonder how it is in comparison, like on a 5-year average. Because you're never going to go down to hit zero shootings or zero murders. I'm just kind of curious. Has it been going down for so many years? And then now that the police seem to... I mean, because that's kind of the narrative, that they're not out there policing, so it's easier to shoot people.
Well, I think...
As if you're going to shoot somebody, you really are thinking about that. I don't know.
There was one other weird story this weekend, and I don't know if you guys saw this or had any thoughts on it. It was this Lizzo staying at an Airbnb, and she said she was kicked out after 3 days. And, okay, I'm watching this on TMZ, so consider the source. they said that apparently she was Airbnb-ing while black.
Okay, and that's why they kicked her out?
I guess. I don't know.
I find that hard to believe.
They went on to say that, I know, that's what's so weird, is that it seems that so quickly, it's like, first of all, did they show up
after 3 days and went, oh my God, you're black? Never mind.
How do they know that the person owns the Airbnb is white? Do they even know that?
I think that's a good question, but I thought, isn't it more revealed now? Or maybe it's more revealed who the renter is as opposed to the owner.
I'm really not sure. But anyway, that's what they said. I mean, they stated it like it was a fact. And apparently she's there with a lot of people. I think they said there were 7 people. They were posting videos, and it sounded like maybe Airbnb saw some of the postings and went, hey, there's a lot of people, and this looks like a big party, and we don't want this party at our Airbnb.
That seems more likely.
Or they said, there's a lot of black people, and we don't want black people at our Airbnb. But I just heard what they said on TMZ, so I was like, wow, is that right? Because you'd think that they'd get their ass sued off if it was indeed Airbnb-ing while black.
Yeah, Airbnb would totally pull that owner, that house off their site.
Is that a thing, Airbnb-ing while black? I've never heard that said that way before. Because I'm sure it happens. But I mean, the only people I know that have Airbnbs, which isn't a whole lot of people, they're so happy to have someone rent their Airbnb. I don't think they really give a fuck who it is, because it's usually about the money.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no correlation here, but you know, there's the sign that went up in Livonia, the driving while black sign, and they're just, you know,
what was the sign?
Taking a spin off of that. Is that not, I saw it all over Twitter where the people were taking pictures of the Livonia sign that said, warning. Hold on. Let me find it. It says driving while black, racial profiling just ahead. Welcome to Livonia.
What?
I didn't see that.
Who put the,
It's a billboard. I see it now. The Deadline Detroit is the story.
Oh, I see. Who put the billboard up?
Donators.
Livonia citizens caring about black lives reportedly raised $1,800 to put it up.
Is Livonia a racial... is there a lot of Livonia? Things going on in Livonia?
Not that I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I mean, honestly, I'm asking.
Well, let's see. This story says it's 90% white. Obviously shares a border with Detroit.
Well, I can tell you the only person that I knew, and there's probably going to be a lot of people that have been pulled over, but the only person I personally knew that has been pulled over during quarantine is Marcus, my neighbor. And since my last time, he and I were talking about it, because I haven't been pulled over in, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years. And in that span, he gets pulled over all the time. I mean, he drives a really nice Lincoln Continental. He does crank his music, but that's not really an issue or a reason to pull anybody over. And this guy's been pulled over like 10 times since I've been pulled over.
So what's the racist city that keeps pulling him over?
Well, that would be, I don't know if he's pulled over in Rochester, Troy, or Rochester Hills, but he drives around. Oh, he just got pulled over in Warren.
Oh, well, that wouldn't surprise me.
And he was, you know, he was upset because he got pulled over right at the heightened, you know, the protests. And, you know, he just doesn't know what's going on. You don't know what's going to happen, especially when we were at the, you know, early June, the very tip top of all the tension. I mean, I acknowledge that there is some portion of driving while black because I've seen it. But, I mean, I don't know how Livonia is. I don't know how these... what this billboard is, if it's going to piss people off, or it's...
I think driving while black was a much bigger thing before anybody said driving while black, you know, in the 70s and 80s. And not that anything is completely dissipated. I mean, I'm sure all these things happen. I just don't think it happens as often. It used to be if anybody was driving in, you know, X neighborhood and they looked like they, quote unquote, didn't belong there, they'd pull them over.
I think that still happens.
But, you know, we talk about that when we go out of state.
I don't think it happens,
you know,
as much.
I've always heard stories about, hey, when you leave the state, you get pulled over in Ohio for having a
Michigan
plate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. The Ohio Turnpike. I think that's just driving while from Michigan. Probably more than driving while black.
Well, they do get pulled over more than white people, so I mean, and they're a lesser, you know, percentage. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, I haven't really seen numbers on that. I mean, there was a time though when it was just utterly blatant. I think it's probably when it's done, it's probably done a little less, a little more carefully. I mean, I don't mean that in a good way.
Here's a study of 100 million traffic stops from around the country. You see what the source is. But it's,
but ultimately, 20, I agree.
20% more likely to get pulled over. But I, you know, what's that number based on? So
and I do think that if you were to look over the years, I think that we are trending in the right direction. In fact, I think we're trending in the right direction on so many issues. And, you know, I guess it's not coming fast enough for some. And
I mean, we had a black president.
Yeah. I always love when, you know, you're going through like the last 2 months and people always talk about how we have a long way to go. And so it's like, oh my God, and this just seems like, not that I ever want people
what's
to just
changed?
Say that it's ever
what's,
perfect.
What's changed since George Floyd?
Well, very statues little. Came down.
Very
people
little.
Threw money at Black Lives Matter.
Some,
and
chokeholds are banned.
Did you see this guy who works at Michigan State? Let me see if I can find this. I think he's a physicist.
The guy I know.
And I don't have any idea.
Oh, is this from a couple
why?
Weeks ago? The one that got kicked out?
Yeah, he's got fired for interviewing the guy from the psychologist who had done a study on police shootings in 2019. And he said that whether a person was shot, the race of the police officer had very little, if anything, to do with it. As far as a black or white person being shot, they could just as easily be shot by a black police officer as a white police officer. And that was so upsetting to Michigan State, they fired this guy. Is that the story?
That must be a different one than the one I read.
Yeah, the Twitter mob that took down the administrator at MSU.
For what?
It says the graduate employees union denounced Stephen HSU Sue, and the president demanded his resignation.
Oh, I think that's the guy's name. What did he do?
Stephen Sue.
To say what he did wrong?
So in a 2018 blog post, so 2 years ago.
Oh, so somebody scoured his blog, apparently.
Let's see. We are scientists.
Who has nothing better to do than to scour Steve Hsu's blog?
Well, maybe they knew.
Let's see. We are not slaves to ideological conformity. I'm trying to see. Well,
why is he not allowed to interview a guy who studied police shootings because the result wasn't what the Twitter mob wanted it to be?
So they're mad that because he said that there, it's possible they could be shot by a black cop or a white cop?
No, he said the odds are even. There's really no disparity between being shot by a black cop or a white cop, depending on. In other words, a black person could as easily be shot percentage-wise by a white cop or a black cop. There's no larger percentage chance of being shot by a white police officer.
It says that the blog posts were basically considered a vocal scientific racism and eugenicist. So,
okay.
There's a lot of big words already? Here that I'm going to have to go through. And Stephen Sue.
Yeah,
he's a boy named Sue. I think he's going to be all right.
Good one.
I think physicists do pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't. If he wants to interview people, then who might have opposing points of view, he probably shouldn't be on a college campus anyway. You want to get us out of here?
Mm-hmm.
MSU, shame on you. MSU.
And I'll mention again
MSU,
that. If you want to go to Royal Oak Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you want to take Lyft in and Lyft home, don't want to deal with parking or any of that hassle, you can get $10 off your ride in. Use GO, G-O, the number 2, R-O. Go to Royal Oak. Just remember, go to Royal Oak, G-O-2-R-O. That's your code to get $10 off your Lyft ride into Royal Oak and $10 off your ride home. And that's starting at 10 a.m. on Thursday and Friday till 2 a.m. And it's 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Did I say that right? I think I did. Let me get the copy. Yes. I'm sorry. Thursday and Friday, I fucked it up. Thursday and Friday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Because a lot of people like to bop around and have lunch or go get a T-shirt at Funky 7 or all those great retailers. And they're trying to help the retailers out and the restaurants. I know Mesa's still doing good business, but we have half the capacity we had before. And some of the places that have outdoor, you have to be seated at a table. There's truly a lot of caution going into this. So they're following all the local health official guidelines related to social distancing, etc. So thanks to the Downtown Development Authority of Royal Oak and Lyft for this great idea. Go to R-O. Go to Row and Lyft.
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil'll get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. As they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn! When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey, man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.